So I guess by way of one very practical Hakdama, they're cleaning up the Beis Medrash from at 12 o'clock, so just like if people have Sfarim on the table, so if it occurs to you, you want to go now or 11:50, whatever it is, don't let your Sfarim get lost. There you go. So. I have no idea. I'm just saying I didn't want to. I really don't know when to be on it, but you know, I didn't want people to lose their Sfarim on my account. The other Hakdama, which is more about the Chavur itself, is that I think that this is, I see this very much as a work in progress. Obviously, that statement could sometimes be made derech hanava. In this case, I think it's actually maybe a little too else just in terms of understanding the way in which I'm presenting the Ma'ariv Kolmos. I think there are a lot of open questions, but I think that still what hopefully we'll try to gain is a perspective on the tiers and levels of the Yisurim that are pertaining to Mavoi, and try to see whether they're, you know, there's a little more complexity to it than first seems, even if we can't always identify exactly where the tiers flow from or what the particular Machayev is, but just to get a sense. So I thought to open with the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, just to ask one question. The Gemara says that after we have the Mishnah of Hechsher Mavoi, Hagar Machsher Mavoi, the Gemara says that for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you either need Gimel Mechitzas or Dalad Mechitzas. Obviously, a little bit, you either need Gimel Mechitzas or Beis Mechitzas. Obviously, it's surprising that Beis Hillel would be described as only needing Beis Mechitzas, but that's where the Gemara describes it here. And for Doraisa. However, that's Doraisa, lo lizrok mishtayim hu demechayev. Lataltel ad ikah shalosh. Right? In order to be metaltel, you need three mechitzas. That's the end of the Gemara here. And the question, I guess, the first question I want to ask is what is usher in a mavoi? The Gemara here seems to express that without a korah, it's usher lataltel. And the question is, does that, what is nichla on that iser total? So the first marmakum I thought to go to was the Rabbi Yonasan Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, because he uses Gemara in a surprising way. The Rabbi Yonasan says the following: Rabbi Yonasan Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, in explaining this Gemara, says according to Beis Shammai umrim lachi v'korah de sfira lulu Beis Shammai de asal latalto below arba mechitzas shlemos min haTorah. Vasa Hilchas al Moshe Misinai, the Kaimalon, the Mechitas Alach al Moshe Misinai, Vokimta Lervis Alachi Vekora. Ubesil Sviruluhu, the Minatora Sagi Besholish Mechitas. Vasa Hilchas al Osef Gam Harvis, Obelachimashu, Obeheker Mechitza Vechul. So, obviously, what stands out in the Vinny on his son is the fact that he connects Lechi and Korah to the Alach al Moshe Misinai Bechlal, and specifically to the Alach al Moshe Misinai of Mechitas. But another aspect of Benyon's son is that he only speaks about Tiltol. Let's say in Beis Shammai, he doesn't say that according to Beis Shammai, you need four mechitzas to become a Rishus HaYachid. He says you need four mechitzas in order to be Matir Tiltol. Now, it's possible that Tiltol is just a stand-in for all of the Yisurim of Rishus HaYachid, but when you get to Beis Hillel, it becomes harder to say that. In Beis Hillel, obviously, it's not a standard for all. The only thing which you the more likely explanation in Beis Hillel, it's not impossible to say otherwise, but more likely explanation in Beis Hillel is that it's Tiltol alone which is part of this Halacha Moshe Misinai, not that it suddenly became a quasi Rishos at Lo Matzinu, meaning a Rishos which Deraisa, meaning without Halacha Moshe Misinai, would have been a Rishos HaYachid, and Deraayidei this Halacha Moshe Misinai became a non-Rishos HaYach and non-Rishos HaRam. It seems clear, it's only an Isser Tiltol, Ha'idei, the Halach HaMoshe Misinai. What is the token of the Halach HaMoshe Misinai? So that's a double question. I mean only to ask the second, we'll get back to the first. Meaning, the way that he has it, Deoraisa Beis Shammai would have wanted four mechitzas, for Tiltol. But the Halach HaMoshe Misinai says you can get away with only a Lechi Korah on the fourth side. What can you get away, what is now usher if I don't put up a lechi and korah on the fourth side? Is it us? Is it now a quasi? What, let's add motzi from there to a shus hayachid. Did I violate a halach l'moshe misinai of achnasa notza?
You don't have a lechi?
without a lechi. So he doesn't say that. He says tilto. And that's also Lashon HaGemara, because if he's coming from the Gemara, which says Lizrok, right, the Gemara clarifies that throwing from Rishus HaRabim to it only requires three mechitzas. So it's pretty clear. Again, I'm not sure whether you couldn't say any other way, but I think the Pashup Shad is that this is not a Le'inyan Achnasa from Rishus HaRabim to it. This is still Rishus HaYachid. So once that's true, so then what about the halacha of Moshe Sinai? What about Tilto is Dafka in this halacha of Moshe Sinai? And then, I think we should also ask, why is there an Isser Tilto as part of a halacha of Moshe Sinai, which clearly is about mechitzas? And why are mechitzas Dafka more connected to Tilto than they are to Hotzah and Achnasa?
See, we usually read that Gemara saying they need four for Tilto, which is the Rabbanon.
Right.
You're saying that he's reading it as the halacha of Moshe Sinai is Machek, despite the fact that it's
Rosh Hashanah, I think the only way, meaning I think that's the easiest way, again, he doesn't spell it out, but I think it's the easiest way to read the Gemara based on his Chiddush. So once you have that, this new idea, so the question is, first of all, to try to give some time to that idea, and then second of all, the time to this idea, I would think, maybe runs in the following line. There's a distinction possibly between what makes something into rishus and then whether or not it's mutter to be metalto besocho, because the identity of something as a rishus might be attained with three walls. Once you have three walls, maybe with a certain tashmish, then I understand that this is a rishus ayachid. But without a fourth wall, so tiltul itself, the isar of dalat amos and rishus harabim, could be understood, was understood, I think, by Balamor and many others as being that every Dalat Amos is mispatzel, is separate. And therefore, every Dalat Amos is its own Rishos. Taking from one Dalat Amos to another Dalat Amos violates that, violates a principle. It's kilu like you were motzi from Rishos to Rishos. Why doesn't that exist in Rishos HaYachid? Why don't we say that every Dalat Amos in Rishos HaYachid has that? So, the most cogent answer, I think, is that Rishos HaYachid isn't nitan to pitzel. It's not nitan to that splitting. So, you did nothing of significance when you were motzi more and more in Rosh Hashayachid. But when you have a mavoi, which is pesuach beruach revis, so aliba the deoraisa, meaning not halacha moshe sinai, avada, it's not nitan to the normal din of Dalat Amos. But on the level of halacha moshe sinai, dahainu, once there's a chiddush of mechitzos, those mechitzos and the chisar and mechitza beruach revis allows this rishus to no longer be looked at as one achida achas, one miksha achas, but rather as separable. And then your total Dalat Amos can be nechshav, a halach l'moshe m'sinai instantiation of the idea, the oraisa of total Dalat Amos for Rishus HaRabim.
I'm not understanding, but before that, can we just back up to part? So if this is a halach l'moshe m'sinai, but it's a Rishus HaYachid nonetheless, so that means that it is an Isra d'oraisa in your talit.
Yes.
Well, the person is, are they, what is are they over?
I mean, Allahumma Moshe Sinai,
are they
the way.
Violation of Shabbos? Are they in violation of Chutzah? Are they in violation of.
Isn't it that they're violation of a Allahumma Moshe Sinai instantiation of the Isser of Dalat Amos Mishnah Sarabim? No?
Can they get stolen for this?
No, because it only devolves. That's clearly the distinction that the Rabbi Yonason is working with between Doraisa and Halacha Moshe Sinai. But that's a question that has nothing to do with our. That's just you're asking a question in the Avanos of Rabbi Yonason. No, that has nothing to do with.
Well, perhaps maybe once we remove those roadblocks, I may be able to understand everything else you say better. So
the Gemara distinguishes between something Doraisa and Halacha Moshe Sinai.
Doraisa and Tilto.
Right, correct. Rabbeinu Yonason's Havan in that Gemara is that that's a chelek between Doraisa and Halacha Moshe Sinai. So I assume that what he means is that, and I think that you are pushing us to clarify something which is important. The Halacha Moshe Sinai for him is mechitzas. But in his mind, a lack of mechitza can itself create an etzer tilto. And that's what distinguishes. It's absolutely not a Doraisa violation. In Avada, there's no skila. That's for sure true. All of that is because the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is the only thing that allows us to view this as a tilto. Without the idea of mechitzas, this wouldn't have been Avaris Da'al Amos. It'll be Avaris Da'al Amos within a Rishos HaYachid. If you define Rishos HaYachid without Mechitzos.
So, Rishos
HaYachid
without
Mechitzos? If Mechitzos are not... When Rishos HaYachid was on the Daraisa plane, Rishos HaYachid could have been defined differently. The Halacha Moshe Mesinai identifies that like he says, that the fourth wall can be made in such a way, right? Can be made in a lower fashion.
So you mean a Halacha with Rishos HaYachid without a Mechitza Ruach
Revius? Yes, correct.
Not, okay. Correct. Not a Rishos HaYachid without Mechitza.
Correct. Okay. So that's
you're saying that the Kiddush of the Halacha Moshe Mesinai is that, or that now once I have a, again, you ask how is it that this Iser Tiltul is Nifla on a Halacha Moshe Mesinai and Mechitza? You're answering that it's the finish of the Mechitza and the Ruach Revius that its lack thereof means that we split up every four Amos, and therefore Mimela, that if it's lacking, that there is an Isser
exactly
in this Mavli.
Exactly.
But nonetheless, the person has not violated the Malacha Potsa.
Right. And not only that, you could even go as far as saying is that all that was violated was the concept of mechitza. That would be the most extreme thing you could say. The halacha moshe mesinai informs us of how mechitza should work, and you are in violation of that by not treating it the way mechitzas would tell you to treat it. You could go as far as that. It might be something like for example what like the concept in the Rambam of a din, right? That there's something different from a mitzvah. It's just a din. So here too, it's the way you treat it. The way you treat these halacha moshe mesinai gufa creates a violation. And the violation is the relationship to the idea of mechitzas, not even halacha moshe mesinai da'al amos b'shus harabim.
I mean, you want to say it's not the act of tiltul, it's what tiltul reflects right. About not fully relating as you should to the area of
right. Right. Exactly. That would be the other way of saying it, but that, I don't...
But you don't see that in a video.
I mean, I don't think you. Meaning, I don't think
you're
you.
Just saying know. From Bryn Yonason, which establishes that this is a level daraisa,
right?
And not just a nindrabana. And yet, it expresses itself in tiltul, even though what triggers it is a lack of full mechitzos.
Right.
And so there might be a reason to think that it's strange that these tiltuls should be dictated by, you know. The amount or the nature of the intensity of the mechitza. So
right.
Maybe it's that the Iser Tiltul itself is a reflects a certain way, an improper way of relating to the need for mechitzas.
Right. I think we'll see the parallel to it in the Rabbeinu Yonasan Daf Aleph and Aleph on the Darabanan level. But yeah.
This is what he's talking in the Havamina of Gemara. We should say is really the Maskana and the Maskana is a Bifway. Meaning this Tuesday, the Gemara says,
well, he's
Leila, Bezul, Beishamai is 4 and Bezul is 3.
Right.
He says, no, it's really 3 and 2.
But he.
He's talking the first stage?
Well, he's talking about Maskana. He actually corrects that in Bezul, right? Isn't that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, in Beishamai.
In Bezul, he says, Bezul, lo, the Minatar Sagi, Beshalish Machitzas,
right,
which
so
is not.
You read the whole thing through. The Mamashish, the Shalish Machitzas was open and okay, let's give Beishamai over.
Right.
Right. So that's the first stage of the Gemara.
Meaning, well,
and it's just, and
no, I don't believe so. I believe that's a Maskanas HaGemara.
How can that be Maskanas?
Because he's saying that only about Tiltul. Only about Tiltul.
Isn't he just saying that
he would have had.
There's also which we see to define the fourth as being Lati Bukura?
I think. I mean, again, I'm not. I think he thinks it's a Maskana. He thinks that really three walls for sure creates a Rishos HaYachid for Beisham and Linen, definition of Rishos. But the fourth wall is necessary for Tiltul. The Halacha Moshe Mesinai clarifies that fourth wall can be used as Lachi and Korah. In opposition to Beishamai, Beis Hillel hold you need three walls. Whether the third wall can be made by Yedei Lachi, that's going to be a sugya later on. That three walls is everything you would have needed for Tiltul and Rishos HaYachid Doraisa. And the Chumrah, it's that. No. I mean, like the Rashba points out, that the Gemara doesn't that even though our Gemara does say Shtayim for Beis Hillel, it doesn't mean it Lamaskana. That's that we could have been Mekayim such a thing.
Parallelly true in Beishamai too, no?
Not meaning I don't understand why that has to be meaning what
the Gemara looks
No, even the Rashba didn't say that. The Rashba only explicated about Bezilla. But I'm saying, why are the two things Tola? Meaning you have what the first part of the Gemara with Havamina Beishamai and a correct Maskana Beishamai, and the second part of the Gemara with a Havamina Beisilo and a Dechia, the Dechia is saying he could have been Rabbi Yehuda. Those are two different things. You don't have to read them. It's not Tola Zeb Zeh.
We're not in the Rashba, so I don't have to. But even if I can prove, even if we, let's not go to the Rashba. That's not the point, probably. But this Beis Hillel Cyril would have been a Torah Sagim Shalosh Mechitzos for Chiyuv. How does one, if you're sitting with a Rabbeinu Horasan and a Gemara, reading the two together, how does he read the words if it's really in the Maskana? What looks like the Maskana, without calling it a decoy, this little room of Olach Yokora, Lizork Mishtaim, Vuchayim, Talta Adek Ashalich.
Because he accepts the Rashba about that line. Because he accepts the Rashba about that line.
So he's
that was a Dechia, which was true for Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara was saying, I could have maintained Rabbi Yehuda in Beis Hillel, but L'maskana Sasega and Yudbez on Beis, it's not true.
Beis Hillel
requires three.
Okay, so he's in the line. Beis Hillel, Olach Yokora,
Now that's a half.
And the Rabbeinu Horasan says yes, that's the Maskana for real, but that's only Lagabe
Lizrok.
So you're actually over at Isser Doraisa Ad De Ikeda.
Yes. I think that's how Rabbeinu Horasan reads the Gemara Sai and Sai, meaning without any that is a creed. I can't tell you for sure. I mean, number one, the fact that he does it in two different ways, right? Meaning he doesn't use parallels in describing the Gemara, but also doesn't. I've never known Rabbi Yonah Nonasan to describe a Havamina. I mean, that is job.
I mean, this according to the Rashba, there's nothing in this Gemara to walk away with other than the first presentation. The rest is a decoy. Beishamai needs four. I would have read Rabbi Yonah saying, ignore the decoy. Maskana is Beis Shammai needs four. However, the fourth can be Alechi, Kokora, Nihilchus of Sinai.
Okay.
And Beis Hillel needs
three. But does it?
And when he says Asa Hilchus of Lahosu Gam Revius, I honestly would have thought that he's just paralleling in the Lashon and it means Darabonon, like everybody else learns.
Okay, I don't know, number one, I don't know why that last thing is taller in the first Cheshbon. Those are two different things.
I assume that they go together. Whether we're the Gemara is the same stuff. I would assume if we're Makabal of Dechia, we're Makabal of Avot, we're not Avot. I would have thought we're Makabal of Dechia. We call it a Dechia, but it's still all about a Maskana, Beis Shammai, and it's an exchange between the Gemara. The Gemara is the same.
Okay.
The deal they make and then reject is the same. It's a photocopy of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. I would have thought if it's called a Dechia in one, it's called a Dechia in both.
I'm not reading it that way. Possibly it's better to read it the way you are, Taka. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
an alternative is that he is saying something Jaraisa, but he thinks that they're both equally.
Those are two totally different pegs. There's one peg how you read the fact that he has one line about four and one line about three, in the Gemara as presented, there are Havinas of four and three and Maskanas of three and two.
Right.
And the Rabbeinu Yonasan has four and three.
Right.
He has four he has in Beis Shammai, you think he's presenting only the Havmin here and he thinks it's true,
yes.
But still Lizrok. So why mention Latalto a line and not Lizrok? Why does he only speak about Latalto?
When he says three Mechitzos, that means Lizrok. And also Hilchos of Hosu Gam Revius.
Right, so then
the obvious Tachinus, I assume that there are Bonon, is paralleling in his Lashon Hu Beis Shammai. I recognize that that's not Shmack, but Mikoa Hakushi, I would have thought that's what he meant.
Okay, meaning.
What?
I'm saying, but the rest.
Trying to deflect the concept of Halacha Moshe Mesinai having a sort of total interstitial
effect.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
But
to read Hilchot that way.
Explain the concept. It's not like learning the structure that changes.
The two Rabbi Yaakovs, meaning I think Psi and Psi, whatever you're going to say about the first question. I mean, let's take Lachon from Sinai seriously, at least for now, and even if we'll say it's in the Havmina, it's still crucial. Meaning the number is less important to me than the fact that you have a distinction, Lachon from Sinai, between the number of mechitzas you need for creating Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Linyan Otzah Nachnasa, between the number of mechitzas you need for Tilto, and that's created by Lachon Moshe Sinai. What?
A Korah also.
Korah as well.
Korah, yes. They have...
Yes, that's more important to me. I understand that you could be Docha even that part, but the number of mechitzas I'm really okay with. I happen to be, that's not how I read the Rabbi Yonason, but it's not Nogea to the Iker and Nekuda, which is Ola, which is Rabbi Yonason seems to have a Lachon Moshe Sinai, even in Beis Hillel, and that Lachon Moshe Sinai seems to be at ordinated Dafka at Tilto. That those are, excuse me, speak talk about Toto, and it seems to come from Mechitzas. That's what I'm interested in. I happen to be thought a certain Cheshbon is right, but if the Cheshbon about number of Mechitzas is wrong, then I'm a Vatel. Given that, obviously, Yaakov is not only asking from Misfar that it shouldn't be Derevan, but Rabbeinu Nosan Aleph and Aleph doesn't sound like it's a Halachom Mishusina. If you open up Rabbeinu Nosan Aleph and Aleph, the Rabbeinu Nosan says the following. He says that, Midoraisa Rishus Yachad Gemurahi, a Mavoi which had three walls. Aval chachamim chashu, kevan shavrosho echad pasuach l'shus harabim, ola kaimlas. Tum osi lemete lemishre r'shus harabim gemura, inami, ki hechid l'leso l'taltulim r'shus harabim l'socho, te kevan shenifrat bimlo l'shus harabim v'shavehu l'shus harabim, amri din r'shus harabim yeshlo. Afichach yitzvichu l'asot aikeru l'vnei r'shus harabim l'vnei r'shus yachid, shal yitaltulim mizel l'zeh. V'tiknu l'aniach korber r'chav atafach v'chule. Actually, it's worth reading. It's always worth reading. So I'm pretty sure, I think this is maybe Rebbe said in the first Chabura, just the Ha'ara that I'm not sure whether Rebbe spoke out. I mean, it could be I'm just speaking out something Rebbe already spoke out, that, you know, the Inami in the Rebbe Yonason, before we get to the question of the steer, before the steer, just the Inami in the Rebbe Yonason, is that you have a need to put up the Korah. Why? That they shouldn't come with Taltulim or Shasarabim L'socho. Now, the way he's presenting it, it's the Korah is not a heter for any Isser. Once you put up the Korah, you're still not going to be matir anything in the Shus HaRabim at all. The Korah is not being matir anything in the Shus HaRabim. And yet, there's a need for a Korah. So, I think one yesod to come from the Rabbeinu Yonason alone is that we can always ask the question, is a Korah a matir, or a Korah takana b'fnei atzma? For many Rishonim, it's very hard to know, because, of course, the two things come together. For Rabbeinu Yonason, I think you can identify at least one after the Inami, the Korah was a takana kishal atzma, at least in the Inami. And even the first part of it, he doesn't mention a heter tilto in the Mavoi, and again, given, and now invoking what he says on Gimel and Aleph, it was also a tato in the Mavoi, halacha Moshe Misinai. The Korah was necessary to be tato inside the Mavoi, halacha Moshe Misinai. But there's a need derabanan to always have a Korah, to be mavchin between the Rishus HaRabim and this Mavoi, which is the Rishus HaYachad. That's an objective inherent need. It then also pravs a certain chalos in the mavoi le'inyan heter toto. But according to him, there's a separate reason for the takana of korah and lechi.
Why would you need
that?
Anyway, you can't
because you have a chashash you're going to carry from the shus haram to it, because that's mutta deraisa. That's also deraisa.
Separate things, but they always come together.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, and it's more than that. It's even though I don't want to be metalto in the mavoi, I may have to put this up for the b'nei shus haram. And that may affect Lechi Ahomet, meaning that the Sugar of Rabbeinu Yonason himself lets it affect, right? The question of Lechi, which is Nira B'chot, V'shavim B'fnim, which he thinks affects the B'nei Yishas Ram, B'nei Yishas Yachid, may very well be for this reason, right? Because in his mind, not because it's a question of where the Takan of Chazal is oriented. That is part of the Ikra Chiyuv of the Korah. The Ikra Chiyuv of the Korah is to be Mavdil between the Yishas Ram and the Yishas Yachid. So you need to make sure the Yishas Ram see it at least just as much. Right? And there, Ochab right? Okay.
You're saying
that you're saying
you put up the
in the Inami, in the Bein Yonason, isn't that clear? You're coming to tell you that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim should not carry inside of it. It could be, I'm fine with a Mareches that then takes over afterwards and says, well, Chazal, we're metaking the Isser as a way to be mechazik, the Chiyuv. And then the Isser comes in. But I think you'll see in the Rabbeinu Yonason it doesn't hold up, because where does that Isser come from? The Isser was Halacha Moshe Mizina. What? But I think that was already also from Halacha Shezina.
I'm saying let's take each step side by side.
It was also Halacha Shezina taught on the Mavoi. But there's still a problem, says Rabbi Nirmasan, on the Rabbanan level, of that they're going to come in from the Rishas Rabbim take into this Mavoi. So that's what Rabbi Nirmasan says. For that, you need to put up a code.
You're not supposed to say that's the answer to Stira.
Yes. No, but Minei Ubei, you see in Rabbi Nirmasan, but it's the thing, before you got to the Stira, in Rabbi Nirmasan, you had an idea of putting up a code in Kishal Atma. So once that's true, so then it's a very useful, once that's true, Kishal Atma, it's also a very good way to answer the Stira, which is usually a good way to answer the Stira. I mean, Kishal Atma, just take your Rabbi Nirmasan before I had anything else. If I wouldn't have that Gemara at all, I would have thought that in the Inami, there's a Tzorech Korer Kishal Atma. Once that's true, so then to say...
What? The Inami,
he's telling you something which is equally important. I don't know whether before the Inami he means that there's also the Tata there. He's telling you before the Inami that there was a Chashash he'll take from the Mavoi to the Shusarabim, which Avada is Aser. It's very Aser to do that. And he's telling you need to put up a Korah for that. That doesn't stare that the Tachana is Kishal Atma. It may be that there was some backward answer, but he doesn't tell you that. He's telling you, there's a problem. You have a Mavoi. A Mavoi borders under Shusarabim. It looks like a Shusarabim. Put up a Korah to establish that you are not allowed to carry from the Rishas Rabbim to the Mavoi, or from the Mavoi, Batim and Chatzeros, to the Rishas Rabbim.
Well, the first part is saying you're losing the Chuvah, you're going to think you can carry the
Rishas. Yeah.
But we forget that. You can't carry your Rishas. Why is he telling me it's a Takana for us to the Chuvah? It should be an almost Rishina, it's a direct of Tulsa.
I understand. The Dum Asu Lamete is not a steer at all. It's that saying from the Batim. What? There's two parts of that, the Dumas Lumeti. Number one, it's not clear to me. The first thing is Ganshach is going from the carrying from the bias to the Mavoi, which that Rabbi Yonasan never said it's also from Alchem Mishmasina. Right? Dumas Lumeti, what? Lumesh is just around Gemur. You're allowed to carry from the bias to the Mavoi. But he didn't tell you that. And once you have that Gemur, there's no reason to think that. Yeah. Yeah, from the bias to the Shusar Gram Gura.
Okay.
He didn't mention Tiltul Da'al Namas Kish La'atzmo.
Okay.
And the reason why is because he holds his Elohim Shazina and Dav Gimel. There's an objective need for a Korah to be attacking this issue. Now, I
Why wouldn't Rabbi Yonatan mention the Raisa here? He's explaining the concept of Korah in the Mishnah.
Oh.
Even if there are two, so you just mentioned the
rest. So there's, I think that's a deep question, needs a lot of pondering. I'm not sure I have the full answer. What I thought on that question was the following. I think we'll see it also in Rashi. When you're introducing the Masechta, so is it appropriate for the Gemara and Daf Beis and Aleph to say Mavoi Derabanan Tani Takenta? The Gemara identifies this Tzorech Korah as being a Derabanan. So I don't know for sure, but that at least in my mind would be one reason for us to search for the to mention the objective need for Korah, which is a Din Derabanan, which is not a Din Daraisa. I mean, if there's no Daraisa, there's no need to put up a Korah, you could leave it without a Korah. And I think that not only does that work in the Lashon HaGemara, it also then becomes more palatable on the level of Svara, because The Mishnah opens up with a Mavoi and how you're metaking it. And it's telling you that you have to be metaking it as a Din Derabanan. That's all it is. It happens to be that it provs a certain heter, but the need to be metaking it is a Din Derabanan. I mean, that's the most direct nido in here. The Mishnah doesn't mention Isser Tiltul Kishal Atzmo. We read the Mishnah, we jump to it, because we don't generally walk around with Ben Yonasan on Daf Gimel and Aleph. But if you are someone who believes in Yonasan Daf Gimel and Aleph, so this Mishnah is not talking about that Tzotol. It's talking about the Tzorech Mavo, Tzorech Korah. I think I'm mostly in this case fleshing out things that Rebbe basically was Mitzayin in the first Chabur. There's another Ha'ara in Ben Yonasan. That's the Ben Yonasan Daf Gimel and Beis. Not to be Machriach any of the points before, but it is, I think, just part of the Ma'aracha and deserves thought on its own. Rabbi Yonasan, again, on the top of Daf Gimel and Beis, and Divrei Maaseh Batim Chatzer Suchim Maseichel, explains that the din of Batim Chatzer Suchim Maseichel, that tnai which is necessary in order to put up a Korah, is only true, that Tanai that a Korah works, is only true when? When you have two batim, two chatzeres b'chol, uv'chol chatzer tzarech shnei bali batim. So the lashon of shnei bali batim obviously tips us off that it's a different Tanai than that which we have, let's say, in the Rambam. The Rambam says shnei batim, physical batim. The Ben Yonason clarifies shnei bali batim, and he'll clarify even more. Kidei sheitztarchu le'uvei chatzeros. V'tzarech shnei chatzeros b'mavoi, kidei sheitztarchu l'shitov mavoi. We hold in the Gemara, Shein Som Chen L'Shitov Makom Erev L'Erev Makom Shitov, Ul Chochot V'Chot Atar Chakeira, Shein Lo L'Smoch Azit. Zeh Zeh. Al Kein Lo Sagi V'Baal Bayis Echad, B'Chot Echaz, B'Tad Echad, B'Shnei Baal Batim, B'Chot Echaz, Mitzad Hashini, O B'Ruach Echaz, Shem Haya Kein, Oso Baal Bayis, Shei Yochid, Ein No Delo, Im Tzarech Erev Im Lo, Shemei Hu Mishtati V'Maim, V'Lo Erev, V'im Hayu B'Chot Echad, Arba Baal Batim, Lo Sagi B'Hochi, La'atir Amavoy, Shemei Enon Tzvichan El Erev, Enon Tzvichan Shitov. So, from this Rabbeinu Yonasan, the only thing I just want to add is that you see in Rabbeinu Yonasan that the ability to use a Korah, as opposed to a Shnei Pasim, is affected by the Tekana of Shlomo HaMelech. Dainu, the reason why you're allowed to use a Korah is because of the Tekana of Shlomo HaMelech. Without that, it wouldn't be Sagi, you would need Shnei Pasim. So, I don't know for sure, but I think this complicates the picture to a certain degree. As we're drawing the picture before, you have the halacha moshav Sinai of Isser Toto, you have a Dinder Abban that requires you to put up a Korah. Here he's telling you the Korah only works when you have some amplifying factor of Batim and Chatzeros, which creates a need for Shitufei Mevos. So then it comes out that the Korah and Daf Beis, the Chi of Korah and Daf Aleph and Aleph and Avinasan, but the Chi of Korah devolves to some degree the ability to use it is not just from its Doraisa Halacha Moshav Sinai role, it also needs the amplification of the Tekana of Shlomo HaMelech. So, if I were in the tiered structure which we're building here, it's not pshat that Chazal just said, that Korah which you have, Halacha Moshav Sinai, make sure that every Mavoi has it to ensure that there is a clarification of the two. That alone wouldn't be enough. You need to ensure that there's also the parallel strengthening of the Shitufim Mevos and the Erevei Chatzeros. And that, I think, is Kishal Atmo, an interesting Nikuda, Befrat, once you have the Ma'areches. Adkan was Ben Yonasan. I think the next step to go to, before we get to the Rambam, is just to set up another way of taking this Gemara about Tilto. I think this one will be probably one of the least controversial parts of the Chabur. The Gemara says that the Gemara here in Daf Yudalef and Beis, and it's the same Gemara in Daf Zayin, Daf Vav and Beis in Shabbos. I shouldn't have said that. Now I'm posech peh. The Gemara in Daf Vav and Beis and the Gemara in Daf Yudalef and Beis in Erevin, Shabbos and Erevin, both say that the Isser Mavoy is Toto. So we noted that the Ben Yonasan seems to be taking that seriously, even maybe on a level of Daraisa. Toto is different from Hotzah and Achnasa. The question is that true alach l'maisa? Meaning, what's true in a mavi which doesn't have a korah? What's a din? Is there only an isur tiltul, or are there other isurim? A karmelist has many different isurim. Is a mavi just an isur tiltul or not? So, I thought to just on that nekuda point out, which I think is just I think it's the assumption of alach l'maisa. The avodas hakodesh says. V'lam amr shtei akorah mataris b'mavoi, m'vdei shekol sheish lo gimel mechitzas hareu kisasum dvar Torah. U'mutu l'talto bo, u'mudevei sofer mitzvich harviz l'hekar ba'alma. So, the Avodah HaKodesh seems to be presenting it as an Isser Toto alone. I think that's one nekuda in the direction of what we were speaking about before, is that it's interesting that the analog to an Isser Toto is stima, right? Meaning he says, gimel mechitzas is kisasum, and therefore it's mutu l'talto. I don't know whether, in order to be a Rosh Hashanah for Hotzah Achnasa, Sasum would have been the relevant factor. Maybe a more relevant factor would have been that Gimel Mechitzah makes Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But it seems like even he, again, he's describing only a Derabanan Mavoy, but the point is that he thinks that the Heter Toto is created by the Stima more than it's created by, let's say, Hagdara's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes, when bringing the, you know, the Isser and a Mavoy and a Chater, says Shin Samach Gimel, Malkom Sheish Lo Gimel Mechitzos Asur Chacham Latal Tobo Achi Asa Shom Tikon Berviz. It's an Isser Toto. That's the Isser Chisaron Korah Chisaron Tikon Berachavis creates an Isser Toto, and L'chora it doesn't create kishal on its own, an iser of otzah and achnasa. One side ha'ara, but I think it may be worth thinking about in future context. Is this iser total the same as the total you have in a karmelis? Means a total da'at amos. So the Mishnah Berurah says emphatically less. It's an iser total da'at amos. I don't know whether from the Gemara alone you would have to say that. You know, we have a lashon by Muksa that total is Muksa is an iser total. That iser total doesn't need da'at amos. It would be possible, I think, for the Gemara not to say that way. I don't know whether anyone ever held that way. Part of why it's very, very complicated is because of the factors that we're going to blend into, try to get to later in the Chabur. So to isolate it might be difficult. But if it were isolatable, what would be the din? Is tiltal here? Another question you can ask is, do you need a kira nanacha for tiltal and dala in a mavo? And that, I think, does have an afkamina in understanding some of the sigas in Shabbos. And along with these two afkaminas, I think you could also ask, you know, what if the, you know, even if you think you need a kira nanacha, what if that kira happened in something which wasn't the mavo? Let's say a kira happened in the bias. But then you walk for five amos in a mavo and you put it down. So that, would that be mutter or not? And now part of why this is complicated is because there are, as we know from the sugya of an askupa, there are isurim derabanan of zilzul and chedoma, which may fill in why this would be asur in its own right. But those are going to become very important when we have a heter, let's say b'makom atzalas kitzvei hakodesh, which is an element Hashem will try to get to. So the Mishnah in says that some things are mutter in a mavoi when you have a fire, Rahman san, going on. So there, to discern where the chazar are discerning between different kinds of isurim, it may be important to know whether this is only an isra out zilzo or this is the ikar isra of toto in a mavoi. Lenem Hashem will try to get to that. That was one peg in this just one more step in the Rashba and in this way of looking at things. So the Rashba is very much not like the Ben Yonasan. It's clear that Tiltal is an Issa Derabanan, Tiltal and Amavai. It's only Tiltal. Another, just in the background, so what is the Mechayev of Amavai at all? Meaning, if you ask the Ben Yonasan, it's very clear. You can't carry an Amavai Da'at Amos because it's a Lachon Mishmizina. It says you can't do that. But why, if it's a Shosei Yachad, as the Rashba says, why can't you carry there? So the first nekuda is to mention that the Rashba in Erev and Daf Tzadi Dalid rejects the Ravid who suggests that some chatzeros are karmelios. And he says, how could that be? And he asserts that if that's true, no korah and no lachim misham heker will ever work in the mavoi. So that assertion obviously is going to be a disagreement with the Rambam, with the Magen Mishnah, with others. But in his own perspective, so for the Rashba, tikune mavoi and tikune chatzer are tikunim on some separable iser derabanan. What is that? So I don't know for sure. I mean, obviously, there are lashonos and different lashonos that could be borrowed. One interesting lashon in the Avodas HaKodesh, in his akdama to the sefer, the Rashba says the following: Hashar Rishon evar bo dini hamavoi asasam mishal shuchosav.
So it sounds like the Isser Mavoi is that the Mavoi is part of Makom Aser Lo,
and that creates the Isser within the Mavoi of Tilto. That would definitely parallel it to Chatzer, and that would work, I think, well in the Rashba's general Shita, because the Rashba is the one who has the tshuva asking why, in a, answering a question about why Chateros require Shnei Pasim, Mevos require Lechi or Korah, and his answer doesn't change. It's possible that there's a background, but the Pashup Shad answer, he doesn't change anything about the two Rishuyos. He just says Mavo is like this, Chateros is like this. He doesn't relate to some underlying different Mechayev. Given the Lashon and the Avodas Kodesh here, it makes sense, because the problem in both of them may well be parts of Makom Aser Lo. And this finds again instant, you know, it comes to fruition in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch, very, very influenced by, obviously, by the formation from the Torah, and then from there, from the Avodas HaKodesh, we have, you know, when you open up Shin Samech Gimel, so he doesn't even relate to Mavo and Chater when he first starts. Makom Shnei Shul Gimel Mechitzus. Asu Chacham L'Taltabo, Ad She'as Hashem Tikon Berivis. Then he says, Chater Shenifat Bimlo V'chuli,
And mavoi sheishol gimel mechitzas v'chule. And again, it's always significant when the Shulchan Aruch goes away from the Lashonos in the Gemara. Now, obviously, he's not going so far away, but there's no Mishnah like this about Chatzer. He's creating this Lashon based on Avodas HaKodesh, Torah v'chule. But I think it's a Ha'ara, not an issue of Echrech, because I think the perspective is already apparent from the very way he brings it, but just an extra Ha'ara that Shulchan Aruch could have really said Mavoi first. It wouldn't have stared anything about his formulation, but it seems like it doesn't even bother him to be Mechayu between Chatzer and Mavoi, even though Mavoi is a Mishnah and Chatzer is, you know, much, much later in Mesech Zerivin. Again, that's just Derech Ha'ara. So that was the second section. The first section was to show, we took the Gemara says Tiltol. The first section was to show that Rabbi Yehonasan understands that Tiltol is separate and distinct on a level of Halacha Moshe Sinai from the Isra of Achnas and Otsa, and we tried to deal with some of the way that would trickle down in his perspective. In the Rashba, and with him with the Shulchan Aruch, we saw that Tiltol, again, is interpreted Kimashma, that Tiltol is the only Isra that you seem to have in a Mavoi. It doesn't sound like there's any other Isra, but Nerem Hashem will try to challenge that assumption in other Rishonim. But that's because it's really an Isra Derabanan, an Isra Derabanan which derives from, according to the Rashba, possibly from being parts of Makom Aser Lo. And Mamela, the only Isra Derabanan that they were attacking was an Isra Tiltol. And then therefore Chatur and Mavoi are parallel. Those are the first two sections. I thought now to try to delve a little bit into the Rambam, examine the Rambam's Shita on several of these issues. To set up a Ma'areches, B'linanim Hashem, we hope to delve into the Rambam more than once. The first time just to is on the issues we spoke about until now. Later we'll try to delve into him on a second set of issues, B'linanim Hashem. I think Itamar has a story about someone who said that until you write a chapter on the Rambam, your PhD is not completed. So we're not writing a chapter on the Rambam, but the point is that the Rambam deserves as many treatments as it takes. The first question was to raise the famous question in the Rambam between Yodalad Dalad and the Hemshech. The Rambam Yodalad Dalad introduces us to the whole concept of Mavoi and says, V'chein, Karen Zavis Hasmuch L'Rishus HaRabim, V'hu HaMokom Shemukav Gimel Mechitzos V'Ruach Revis V'Rishus HaRabim, K'gon Mavoi Shein Olechi Olkor B'Ruach Revis, V'Chuli, Kol Elu Karmelis Hein. The Rambam seems to be saying that there is a din of Karmelis in a Mavoi. What's a din of Karmelis in a Mavoi? When it's a Karen Zavis Hasmuch L'Rishus HaRabim, the category is one of Smuch L'Rishus HaRabim. The example in which he gives is where the Mavoi is open to Rishus HaRabim. So I think the Pasha Dirk and Yodal Adalad would be to think that it's only true when it's open to Rishus HaRabim. What's it then when it's open to a Karmelis? L'chora, it's not Nichol in this, and it would come out to be a Rishus HaYachid. The first Kasha on that Mahalach, and I think there are several deep ones, but the first Kasha on that Dirk comes from Yod Zayin Lamed Hei. The Ram Yod Zayin Lamed Hei says that an achsadra bebika, quoting the Gemara in Erevin, achsadra bebika muta latalto bekula afal pishui shalosh mechitzas v'tikra. She'anu roen ki ilu pitikra yorid v'sosem ruach revis. V'azorik m'shas haram l'socha pater. K'zorik l'mavoy sasam sheish l'kora. So, the Rambam here is saying that an achsadra, which has three walls, opens up to a bika, is itself a karmelis. If the Stam Mashmas here is that it doesn't matter whether or not a three-walled structure opens up into an interstitial rabbin or a karmelis, it will still be a karmelis. And Korah will work, but it will still remain a karmelis d'oraisa. But I think there's two ways of being mechalik between Mavoi and Achsadra. If we're mechalik between Mavoi and Achsadra, maybe that has a difference that allows for Mavoi to have different dinim. And that's in two levels. An achsadra is a freestanding structure which stands within the bika. It's not connected to any rishus hayachid behind it. There's no batim and chatzeros there. So physically, if we believe the diuk in Yodal Adal, what is the Rambam telling us? The Rambam is telling us that the same structure, a mavoi, will be defined as a Rishas Yachad or Karmelis depending on what the outside force is. Because without a Bechitza Baruch of this, that which is outside of it has defining power on that which is inside of it. But that might not be because of the Rishas Rabin's power alone versus the Karmelis power, but rather because of some interplay between the Rishuyos that are behind the Mavoi and the Rishuyos that are outside the Mavoi. The Mavoi is at least as much Tully and used by the B'nai Rishas HaYachid, and so perhaps the Smichas alone, simply being in the structure of that's next to Rishas HaYachid, makes it Trump. The Achsadra is freestanding. The Achsadra has no Batim Rishas HaYachid next to it. It's Gimel Mechitzas. It has no Mechitza Baruch HaVis to be Sosan B'fnei the outside force, and there or even a Bika, it's called a Karmelis. The other distinction, which I think it may be these are complementary, it may be these are two distinct ways of it distinguishing, but is that an achsadra and a bika has no tashmish of Rishas HaYachid. Meaning, it's quite clear that a mavoi is there to service the B'nai Rishas HaYachid and the chateros. It's ikr, you could even say it's ikr tashmish is that way. Certainly that's one of its tashmishin. But the achsadra and the bika is clearly there to service an individual in the bika. And it has no tashmish of a normal Rishas HaYachid to define it as different from that which is outside. Memela Gimel Mechitzas is not enough. And then I think if you go with that chiluk, you can maintain that the Rambam by Mavoi holds that Rishas Rabbim is different, open to Rishas Rabbim is different than open to a Karmelis. That's only one peg in maintaining it because there are other kashas as B'nai Rishas Hashem will try to get to.
There's a
general question in Perish Mishnah versus Mishnah Torah, but in the Perish Mishnah, the Ram does seem to indicate that pretty clearly. No, in Aleph Aleph.
Where?
In Aleph Aleph again, his example of the Shasar Rabbim. Yeah, I don't know whether. I don't know. Maybe it's just as nitan to question as the Diuk and Diuk Dalad Dalad, but he says. The da, again, I didn't get a chance to check this in pre-chabur. I did not get a chance to check this in Korach or Kapach, the friendly translating team. The da ki amivos she'ena mefulashim him karmelis kisha amavoy pasuach l'shatz rabim kasher b'yarnu b'tchilas Shabbos. You know, here it appears as a t'nai. Again, I don't know for sure, but that, again, I think there are real questions on what the Rambam Shita is in the Mishnah Torah. But in the Perish Mishnah, I think if I would have just had that Mishnah, it would have been even more strong than the Lashon in Hilchos Shabbos. That's Achsadra. The opposite question I want to raise is what's a din d'oraisa of a chater? Now, l'fum riyata, a chater and mavoi generally are d'oraisa indistinguishable because when you're looking at mechitzas alone, they're definitely indistinguishable. We're talking about two places which have three mechitzas. But I wonder, and again, I say this, and now it's kedai to remind of the caveat that I'm not sure what the Sof Das is about this question, and I think there's room to disagree with Evans. I think the Nosei Kalim about this question about Mavoi Pesuch LeKarmelis, Mavoi Pesuch LeShatz Rabim, were struggling with it, the Ravid was struggling with it. These are very, very early questions. I don't think we should come to Chabur and expect to have answers. But I want to raise information about Chatzar that might be relevant to it, even on Daraisa plane, even while acknowledging that I'm not sure that we can walk away knowing for sure what the Das HaRambam is. The Rambam, I guess the first diuk is that the Rambam the Rambam in your Dalet Dalet, when explaining a Karen Zavis as Muchal or Shasar Abim, only speaks about a Mavoi. He says, a Mavoi Shein Olachi Okor Baruch HaVis, that is one example of a Karen Zavis as Muchal or Shasar Abim, which is a Karmelis. Now, that alone is just absence. But if we perhaps can bring a Raya a little bit from that same Halacha in your Zayin Lamed Hei, again, there's Dechia Betzida, but In Yud Zayin Lamed Hey, after speaking about Achsadra, the Ram moves to speak of Bayis Ol Chatosh and Nifrat Karen Zavishala. Yud Zayin Lamed Hey. Shenifrat Karen Zavishala be Eser Amos. Hareza Asul Otalto be Kulo. Afavi Shakol Pirta Shi Ad Eser Amos ke Pesach. Enos in Pesach be Karen Zavis. V'mhaiz Hashem Kora Milamala Al Orech Hapirta Ronas Hashiyarda Vesasma Umutal Otalto be Kulo. Vechuli. So Ram says, if it has a Pirta be Karen Zavis be Eser Amos, Hareza Asul Otalto be Kulo. Notably, I think this part is mistaber. The Rambam does not tell you that, like the Achsadra, when he speaks about the Achsadra, he reminds you it's a karmelos. When he speaks about the Bayis Ochotzer, he says also a Tato Bekulo. He doesn't tell you that it's a karmelos daraisa. I suspect that the diok of that, at least, is that the Rambam will tell you this Chotzer, Shenifritz Bekaren Zavis, is still not a karmelos daraisa. That being said, Pirta Bekaren Zavis, especially in the Shitas Rambam, is hard to be oimed exactly on the level whether it actually is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabban. If we can know it's a din d'oraisa, then obviously this would be a clear riot. Here you have a chatzar which no longer has four walls, and still it's not called the Karen Zavis Mechulishas Rabbim. I was imagining even then we could be docha. Even if we knew it was d'oraisa, we could say maybe because it's Bekaren Zavis, the din d'oraisa, it still has a tzura of four walls, which is something the Rambam takes very seriously about chatzar and passing miros. So that would be a nitan letchos, but I think if we knew it was d'oraisa, we'd feel more confident. Given the fact that this so could still be d'rabban, I'm not sure this Rambam moves us all the way, or even that much closer to knowing what the din is of chatzar d'oraisa when it has only gimel mechitzas. But I thought at least to mention that the Rambam in Perek Yudalad Aleph has an interesting lashon, and this in three senses. The Rambam describes what's a rishus yachid. Ezo rishus yachid. He starts with tel shegavo asar tfachim v'rochav arba tfachim al arba tfachim. Oh yes, arkein. V'chein chrit shu amok asar v'rochav arba v'chuli. V'chein makom shu mukaf arba mechitzas govan asar uveneim arba al arba. Oh yes, arkein. Afilu yishbo kama milim. Im hukaf ladira kagon medina hamukaf eschoma. So the first diuk is just the fact that the Rambam separates between a makom shumuk of arba mechitzas, in which he has two examples, kigon an ir shumukafas choma or a mavoi, and Chatzir Dir Vasar, which are only there, Betoras Vechein, a new category. That's the same way he separated, let's say, between an Amud or a Chritz and a Makamuk of Dal Mechitzes. So possibly the Dine Rishos HaYachid of a Chatzir are different. But I think it's more than that. By the Mavoi, the Rambam felt it necessary to inform you that it has a Lechi. Without a Lechi, it's not a Rishos HaYachid. However, by Chatzir, the Rambam doesn't tell you it has any Tikkunim at all, Beruach HaVis. I think it's very hard to say that a chatzar always has something on the ruach of this. I mean, rabu d'alachos, where the Rambam is discussing a chatzar shenifritz b'mlo'o, and there are many mishnayos and gemaras that speak about that. I think it's at least the mashmos of this Rambam is that a chatzar, being a chatzar, is a rishus hayachid. And why is that? The idea would be in keeping with what we've been saying until now. Dehainu, the Achsadra and the Mavoi, we distinguish between Achsadra and Mavoi based on Tashmish. The next step in that continuum is obviously the Mechag between Mavoi and Chatzar based on Tashmish. A Chatzar is far more connected to the Rishos HaYachid. A Chatzar is far more used by the Rishos HaYachid, as we have from Rabbu, many Makoros. If that's true, maybe that was the Rambam's understanding. Gimel Mechitzos do not reject the outside force. And therefore, in an Achsadra, it becomes a Karmelos. In a Mavoi, if it's open to Rishos HaRabim, becomes a karmelis. If it's open to a karmelis, it becomes a rishus hayachid. And a chatzer, even when it's open, beruach revis, it remains a rishus hayachid because it doesn't need to reject the rishus harabim. It's far more shaykh to the rishus hayachid. Now, there's one very, very strong kasha on this mahalach, to be mechag shen chatzer and mavoi, which is that the best raya for the shitas harambam in saying that Gimel Mechitzos could still be a karmelos is goof about a chatzer. The Mishnah Tzadi Dalet. The Mishnah Tzadi Dalet is speaking about a chatzer, Shnifritz Bimlo, and the Chachamim there presented as though it was a karmelos d'oraisa. They speak about Hotzah Nachnasa. So, again, number one, obviously, this question was threshed thoroughly by the other Rishonim because they were trying to maintain that a chatzer, that no gimel mechitzas is a karmas d'oraisa. So it is borrowable, meaning all the answers are technically borrowable. I don't know whether they are convincing in the Rambam because once you have a musig of gimel mechitzas d'oraisa, I'm not sure I would want to be using these more technical answers. But I thought that at least two things in the Rishonim could be shaykh, and then there's a third peg that I want to raise as well. Two answers in the Rishonim which stand out is number one, Tosfos. Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Dalet say the Mishnah never meant to reflect the din of this chatzer itself as the mechitzos stand, but rather to reflect what the din would be if the mechitzos were not there. Now, on one hand, why should that be a particular? It's a big ukimta in the Mishnah in terms of the text, but in terms of the logic, if we're coming from the Rambam's, from the way we're presenting it, that Tashmish is a defining factor for the Rambam in terms of being able to be bottled to that which is outside of it, I thought then it was possible to say that the idea that the Mishnah was identifying that this is never going to become a Rishus HaRabim Gemura based on the factors of its Metzias, ignoring the Mechitzas, might be something which Begisha, the Rambam, would appreciate. Again, with the caveat that it's a tremendous Ukimta in the Mishnah. Another thing which probably easier to say is that the Ritva suggests, and he thinks this is, he brings from the Baalei Tosfos, but he thinks it's true, this is the best explanation for the Mishnah, that it works in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, given Diukim in the next Mishnah and the Mishnah before, that it might be with Rabbi Yehuda. And that answer for the Rambam, while it's also in Ukimta, I think is probably borne out by the following. The Rambam never brings the Mishnah of Chatzar Shenifritza, Kishla Atma. Where is that Mishnah? I mean, why did the Rambam not bring this whole deal in the Mishnah and Gemara about Chatzar, which is Nifritza, Beruach, or this, Bimloa, that it becomes a karmelis? Why did he not bring all the either the way that the first Ukimta to the Gemara explains it or the second Ukimta to the Gemara explains it? So, with that absence, it's number one, very hard to know that it's a raya against the Rambam, but Befrat, it seems to work very well with the way the Ritva portrays the Mishnah. The Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mela doesn't get paskined because it's not true. Again, the Ritva has to, just in Lumdus, the Ritva has to be saying a chiddush on, in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Hainu, that Dafka Rabbi Yehuda Shita about Beis Mechitzas means Gimel Mechitzas is less, is more than time to become a karmelist. But it was said by the Ritva. The Rambam did leave out the Mishnah. I think it's at least possible to say the Rambam held that way. If not, then Eina Chanami, that, you know, if the Rambam read the Mishnah Kipshuta and applied the Mishnah Kipshuta, then obviously it goes against his vort, it goes against the Duke. I mean, you know, that it's not true. But if you're convinced of the Diukim in the Rambam, then perhaps the Yishuv for the Mishnah Tzadi Dalet is not impossible. Just one interesting Mar Malkum. This is the first Mar Malkum that actually appears on what I call the Makoros. You know what I mean? He does not. I'm missing something, but I think just, meaning he doesn't, I don't think he explicitly relates to it. In the Daf Makoros, which I gave you guys, which is here, there's one Mar Malkum which I think is interesting. In the Sig, which Rezar Hashem Blinetta we'll get to later, about Hatzalas Kisvei HaKodesh, the Tosfos HaRosh is Mechalik, the Gemara over there is Mechalik between a Mavoi which has no Lechi Beruach Revis, which has, apologize. The Gemara over there, which Blinetta Hashem will get back to, is speaking about a Mavoi. What kind of Mavoi you can take, or Chalon Son, if a fire happens, you can take Kisvei HaKodesh from the Batim, or Chatzeros, to the Mavoi. And the Gemara says that it's mutter to take it to a mavui which has only one lachi. Dehainu, according to Shitas Rabbi Elazar, as the Gemara speaks out, but not to mavui which has no lachi at all. Tosfos are very bothered by why the Gemara runs to explain the chiluk only according to Rabbi Elazar. Why not explain according to Rabbanan, which is the way we pass it, that you don't need to shnei lachayim. So Tosfos answer in one fashion. The Tosfos Rosh has the following lashon. Tosfos Rosh says it would be impossible to explain it according to Rabbanan. Why? Because there's a machlokus in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says, take the Kisvei HaKodesh, it's mutter to take the Kisvei HaKodesh, to mavoi she'enu mefulash. To mavoi dainu that has three walls, and something beruach harvis. Then Beseira says, even to mavoi mefulash. Now, in this Gemara, it's clear, mavoi mefulash will only ever mean something which has three mechitzas. Not mavoi mefulash, where we're used to it, speaking about it in Erevin on Davav, that it has two mechitzas alone. But why? Why not explain according to Chachamim? Well, then, says Tosfos and Tosfos HaRosh, then Beseira becomes very schwer. Then Beseira is being matter you to take your Kisvei HaKodesh into a Mavoi, which has no Tikkun Beruach HaRvis at all. What would be a Mavoi which has no Tikkun Beruach HaRvis? Zakta Taisarash as follows. Lo domi chotzer she'ena mu'revis. Ben Beseira in the next Mishnah's matir, even food, much less chashav, obviously, in Kisvei HaKodesh, lahavdil, into chotzer she'ena mu'revis. Tanakhama disagrees there as well. But he says, the machlokas, Tanakam and Ben Beseira, about Ochlam, should teach you something about the machlokas, about Tanakam and Ben Beseira, about Kisvei HaKodesh. To where can you take Kisvei HaKodesh, says he? To something which is at least dummy, l'chatzer she'ena mu'revis. Lo dummy, chatzer she'ena mu'revis, l'mavoy she'en lo lechi, davi karmelis gomor. A mavoy without a lechi is a karmelis gomor. If we were explaining this Mishnah according to Rabbanon, the way we paskin, then a mavoy without, then Rabbanon would say mavoy with a lechi you can save too. Fine. But Ben Biseir will be matir taking to mavoy which doesn't have a lechi, that's a karmelis gomor. Obviously, one could be doche the lashon of karmelis gomor, but if we take it seriously, and obviously here, he's using it for a very direct nafkamina. I mean, he's trying to explain that this is only, we're only ever going to be matter here things which are outside of the purview of karmelis. So he says, without a lechi, a mavoi is a karmelis gomor. We're not going to be matter that. We will be matter to a place which is not karmelis gomor. The deal could be nidche, but if we take the deal seriously, so then we have the Tosfos Rashi holding like the Shitas HaRambam about Mavoi. But that is presents us with a second level, a second wrinkle. Because the Tosfos Rashi... I mean, a Makom Ptor Doreis and a Karmelis Darabanan.
Nothing means the Karmelis gone with
Darabanan. What is that? What do you mean by that? What do you lose by saying Karmelis? Why would that not be true if you said karmelis?
Karmelis might apply. Is it clear it's not just nisr total? It would be a karmelis. It would be carried from the ritual to another karmelis. It could be a ritual to another karmelis. It would be a ritual to another karmelis.
I admit you could take it that way. I would submit a ha'ara on the Tosfos Rashi that, you know, one extra word of midrabanan would have clarified the whole thing.
Unless you never imagined the whole time.
Correct. Never correct. 100%. If you're 100%, 100%, and that's you take it or leave it. If he meant it the Oraisa though, then we have to add the other wrinkle, which is a Tosfos Rashi and Erevin Daf Tzadi Daled sees the Mishnah of Chatzar, which is open the third side, and says Kenesh Zayin. It can't be that that's called a karmelis, and he explains exactly like Tosfos. The walls fell down. So what's Pshat the Tosfos Rashi? Now, if you don't take the Diuk in Shabbos as meaning something about the Oraisa, so then there's nothing to talk about here. But if you do, then you have the same exact chiluk we're trying to present in the Rambam between chatzar and mavoi as being true in the Tosfos Rashi. A chatzar with gimel mechitzas could never be a karmelis. A mavoi with gimel mechitzas without a lechi is a karmelis, and that could be true. It's an interesting thing. If you look at if you look at Tosfos Rashi and Daf Vav, when he deals with Rashi's shita, you know Rashi says you need glossos closed on both sides to make it not a shosayach, to make it not a shosarabim. So Tosfos over there argue on Rashi, why do you need it? Tosfos Rashi says he doesn't understand. With gimel mechitzas, it could never be a rishus harabim. And so, how does Rashi say that you need glosses on both sides to make it not a rishus harabim? It's interesting that he didn't say it was gimel mechitzas or rishus hayochid. Why is it not a rishus harabim? Possibly, it's in line with what he's saying here. If one can imagine a mavoi being a karmelis with just gimel mechitzas, certainly an ir shalim being a karmelis with just gimel mechitzas is moni tam lehelmer. So I thought maybe that Tosfos Rashi was in the same. Same gang again. It all hinges on that deal of karmelis gomor and that was a Tosfos Rashi. So the second prong in understanding the Shitas Rambam would be given this background in and this is to hone back into the first question of mavoi hapasuch l'shitas Rambam versus mavoi hapasuch l'karmelis and how that plays itself out in Perek Yud Zayin. But now, we're going to try to work that through with an eye both to Raya is about the Iker question, Doraisa. Is it true that there's a difference between Shus Rabim and Karmelis, given the Diuk in your Dalad Dalad and given the Diuk in Perish Mishnayis? But also asking the question of how this fills itself in on the level of the Tikkunim Derabanan. So the first Maramakom on that topic I thought to approach is the Rambam. Is a Magen Mishnah in Aleph Aleph. The Magen Mishnah in Aleph Aleph, we already saw the Rashba's approach. Rashba says, there is no such thing as a tikkun of Lechi or Korah in something which is a kaimless deraisa, a makomptor deraisa with an iser kaimless. An iser kaimless cannot be affected by those tikkunim. The Magen Mishnah is the direct opposite of the Rashba. The Magen Mishnah claims, we have here in the Maim Makom, it's the second Maim Makom, V'das Rabbeinu kemevur Perek Yud Zayin. The Sheet of the Rambam, as explained in Perek Yud Zayin, sometimes what they say in summary is you know, said, this is in Hilchos Erevin Aleph Aleph, when he's trying to summarize what you're supposed to have gotten from Hilchos Shabbos, L'inyon Hilchos Erevin. V'das Rabbeinu kemevur Perek Yud Zayin, shekol mashu rishas yachid gamor, dvar Torah, v'hukaf l'dira, lo gazu bo chachamim l'hatzich bo mechitzas yoser. V'lo hachmiru b'mavoth, ela b'mavoy shu karmelis dvar Torah, v'oz etzichu lechi okorak in izkar shan. So, I don't, a caveat in the Kriyas HaMagen Mishnah, just in terms of Sidur HaDvarim, it's notable that he builds in a certain room, even in the way, when he formulates it so stridently. Meaning, on the one hand, obviously, first to formulate the what he does say, he does actively say that the tikkunim are about, and he says always, we'll see whether he really means always, but they're about fixing a karmelis, and the tikkunim affect that fixing of the karmelis. Two nekudas, he does say it's only true about that if it were Rishus HaYachid Gomor Dvar Torah, and Hukav Ladira, Lo Gazer Bo Chachamim. So obviously Hukav Ladira is to admit that Karfev is a Rishus HaYachid Dvar Torah, certainly in the Rambam, and yet it still requires tikkunim. In certain, you know, a tikkun will help it at least in order to get it out of its yisurim. He also says Rosh Hashanah Gamor. What's Rosh Hashanah Gamor Dvar Torah is need time to question. Maybe you have Rosh Hashanah which is not Rosh Hashanah Gamor. In which case, not every tikkun, and particularly obviously the major nafkamina is Pasei Chatzar, because he clearly says that Mavos are Karmelis Dvar Torah, and that's where they're Matzach Lachi Ogora. But he doesn't tell you what the din is by Chatzeros. He also starts off by saying, Da'as Rabbeinu Kemivur Perek Yud Zayin, if you want to talk about, if he's really talking about all of these things, the earlier Prakim are also Shaykh. So the Iker thing that he's speaking about is Mavos. And there he says clearly it's a Karmelis, and the Tikkunim come to address the issue of Karmelis there. What he would say about a Chatzer, about the Pasim of a Chatzer, I don't know. I don't mean this to defend that the Magen Mishnah agrees to our distinction between Chatzer Mavod Dereisa, or even Chatzer Mavod Derabanan. I mean this just a libidemis in terms of the kriya of the Magen Mishnah, because I think otherwise it will force us to a extreme conclusion. That's a Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah is the direct opposite of the Rashba. The Iker thing to get from the Magen Mishnah is the direct opposite of the Rashba. The Tikkun of Mavoi Chatzar come to deal with a Mavoi which is a Karmelis. Obviously, you know, the first issue with that approach, if it's the only reason for having Tikkunim, is that if you believe our Diyuk and Yadal Adal, then Mavos, which are open to Karmelis, which are themselves a Shuyas Yachid, also require Tikkunim. That's incontrovertible based on the Rambam, I think. The Rambam in Yud Zayin Lamed Daled writes that Mavoi Shenitla Koraso Ola Chayov B'Shabbos Asu L'Tal Tobo Afal Pi Shenifretz L'Karmelis. So you see there's an Isser Toto and a Mavoi Shenifretz L'Karmelis. So I think it would be very hard to say that Mavoi Shenifretz L'Karmelis does not require Tikkun in the Rambam. I think it's also, I mean, the earlier halachas, when dealing with Haskupa, you'd have to say there's like a Chalos Korah without a Chiyuv Korah and things like that. The Pashup Shad, you do need to. So, L'Chor, number one, the Magen Mishnah seems to be against the Diyuk in your Dalad, in your Dalad, and that is a Magen Mishnah Shita, so that's meaning that's. But if we went with the Diyuk in your Dalad, that it is different between Rosh Hashanah and Karmelis, and you see there's really two Korahs for the Rambam. There's one Korah being Matir, something on the level of Karmelis, and one Korah being Matir, something else. What that something else is, B'nei Rav Hashem will try to get into. But I just wanted to add, you know, that one other way in which you see it in the Rambam is raised essentially in the Shaar Tzion, but it comes out actually in the very famous Rambam, Yizayin Tess, but in the first line in that Rambam. The first line in that Rambam, Yizayin Tess, is, Mavish ein barach v'shlosh ha'tfachim, enu tzarech lo lechi v'lo korah mutar l'talta b'kulo. Shulchan Aruch quotes that, according to the Rambam, we don't pass like Rav Eli, a mavoi, which is bigger than three tfachim, does require lechi v'korah. So the Shaar Tzion in Sadi Aleph, in Shit Samach Gimel Sadi Aleph, is mistapik. Does the Rambam mean this even in a place which is the Makom Ptur? Meaning it's less than Dalet Fachim, which for the Rambam is clearly a Makom Ptur and not a Karmelis, or does he only mean it when its entryway is Gimel Tfachim, but its actual inside is more than Gimel Tfachim? The Rambam doesn't clarify for us. I'm not claiming to know Bivada'os which way the Rambam is. It's possible to explain one way. But the fact that Shaar Tzion wasn't confident on that topic is enough to say that it's not necessary in the Rambam. Or, you know, the Shatzion doesn't say, but how could that be? Because the Magid Mishnah clarifies that a tikkun only comes for something which is a karmelus. So it would seem to me like the Mishnah Berurah is at least open to the possibility of a mekom p'tur d'oraisa, which would be a mekom p'tur d'rabban, not have a normal issur karmelus, which still requires a tikkun of lechi v'kora, which would establish again the idea that lechi and kora is not just there to combat a karmelus. And not just to combat the definition of something as being a karmelus. One more diuk in this line, I think, to go back to your Zayin Lamed Dalet, so the Rambam in that line raises something fascinating. The Rambam says, Mavi shenidla koroso l'chayav b'Shabbos. This is Shaya's first chabura. So you lost your kor, you lost your lechi in Shabbos. Asa l'tal tobo. And the Rambam adds, afal pi shenifretz l'karmelus. So the line afal pi shenifretz l'karmelus seems to be a hodah that there's a distinction between a mavi shenifretz l'karmelus and a mavi shenifretz l'shasarabim. I think the easiest way to explain that would be to be in line with what we developed on the Doraisa level in terms of their basic Hagdar. A Mavui without a Lechi and Korah is a Karmelis, and therefore should have normal Yisrael Karmelis. You might have thought that can't be. The fact that you have had a Lechi and Korah in the past won't change the Metzias, and now it's not there. But on the level of the Din D'Rabbanan, you could, you know, to have a Tikkun of Lechi and Korah on something which wouldn't have been a Karmelis otherwise, you might say you need this. And that might particularly be in line with the idea we're saying in the Ben Yohanan, and the idea that I think came out in part from Shai's Chabur as well, and Begadol, that if we look at Tikkun, for those Rishonim who don't see Amavah as being Karmelis, the vast majority of Rishonim, if we look at the Tikkun as being the first step, meaning the Chiyuv was to be Metaken, Alechi, and Korah, and then there are Yisurim which are created by it or were created by Chazal to parallel it, so then this distinction would be robust, I think, because you did put up your Lechi and your Korah before Shabbos. It's now Shabbos, putting up Lechi and Korah is impossible. At that point, the Yisurim could fall away because the whole Mechayah falls away. But that is not Nitan Le'Homer on the level of something which is the Karmelis D'Oraisa. There, you could take the same two dinim which are implied by the Ram here and explain them in other ways, and I think robustly as well. I just thought that would be maybe the extreme way of doing it. We could fill in the other options on our own, but then with Sashem. So that's on the level of what the Tikkun comes to reject, and the deal that it's a different karmelis than shasarabim.
Are you rejecting the idea that there's something more middle or conventional in the Rambam? In other words, either the mavui, the korah there to the takim, or otherwise it would be a karmelis d'oraisa in the rishus, or the chi of mavui and korah are the mechayim and the oser, or maybe there's just on a middle level, there are isurim that require the tikkun.
So I was hoping to get to that. That's what I hope to get to right now. Meaning, that's I think the next. That's an example. Meaning, I think Rebbe just set up. If I'm understanding correctly, is that we need to understand though, once you don't have this din of once you don't have the din, if you learn like the diak in your dalad, and if you learn mekom p'tur like the shayatzian, and if you have this inference in your Da'alah Medal that they are Zayin Lam Medal that they are different. So, what is this, the Mechayev of the other Tikkun when it exists? And I think, just in terms of that, so I think it's fascinating. You know, when we started off with this Diuk from Lashon of Tilto in the Gemara, and we saw that for Ben Yonason that had a certain understanding for the Rashba, that is a certain understanding. It falls it's very understandable for both of them because Tilto is separable. But the Rambam also has a Diuk. If you open up the Rambam, your Zayin Beis, when speaking about what's asr and what's mutter in a mavoi which doesn't have a korah or a lechi, so he says, "Osa lo berech revis lechi echad o osa alav korah vidyo, but techashiv osa korah osa lechi ki ilu sasam berech revis ve'yaser v'shaseyachid ve'yamutal l'tato bekulo. Why? Shedin Torah b'shosh mechitzu b'van mutal l'tato. And when divrei soif from here, berech revis ulfichach daylo belechi o korah. Now, there's something absent in the Rambam because certainly some of the mavos which Rambam is speaking about are karmelios, in which there's a much more, there's another isser involved of hotach and achnasa. The Rambam is just leaving that out. So I would suggest that this points in one direction, with a caveat I'll come back to in a second, and then afterwards, I think it points in the direction, I believe, that there is a separate takana called mavoi. And in mavoi, the ikar isser, and the only isser, is an Isser Toto. There are mevos which have an iser karmelos as well. Those mevos were described in the Yodalad Dalad. Now, the Korah and Lechi will work to be matter that. That's clear because the Rambam says the iser is shesayachid. Once it becomes a shesayachid, so then it's no longer, there's no iser total from it to another shesayachid in terms of the rubric of normal iser karmelos. But none of the Shem hopefully get back to a complicating factor about that as well. But it points in the Rambam's presentation that tiltal is the only iser in a mavoi. Seems to be two things come out. Number one, that the primary iser in a mavoi, which is only a mavoi, which is only a rishon seyachid, is tiltal, and maybe that's the only iser. But as well, that there's a certain sada shavah between all mavos, which can be expressed by the iser tiltal. Now, the dechia of this is that if you, the Rambam. No, but I was trying to say something beyond that the Rambam is talking, when talking about mivos in general, only identifies an iser toto. So perhaps a mavoi, which would have been rishos yachid derabanan, is only also betoto. There is no iser al-tzav achnas from rishos yachid. A mavoi which is pesuch lekaimlas, assuming that it's, or a mavoi which is makom tor, assuming that's rishos yachid, or a mavoi which is makom tor, when the shayat zim. So there, midar, on the level of Isurei Kaimelos as appear in Perek Yodalit, there should have been no Isur at all. What is there once we have a Tekanos Achi V'Kora? Midrash and Midrabban Kaimelos, the Isurei Kaimelos. But the Rambam only says Isur Toto. Where is Isur Tzav Achas V'Shur Seyachet? Does it... Well, no, I'm saying that's... No, but I'm saying... I appreciate the... Meaning... Hagufa, the second point is the one which I think is absent. I mean, the Rambam never tells you that, and while he does hint that it would be true that it would go away once you put up a Korah and Lachi, because Yaser Shaseyachid, which is certainly necessary, that was certainly necessary for a Mavoi, which is a Karmelos, number one, and number two, for the Brisker Rav, it's necessary in terms of understanding the whole Mechos HaTakana. I mean, the Mechos HaTakana of Korah and Lachi is to create a Shaseyachid. So I don't think there's anything at all indicative in the fact that he has Yaser Shaseyachid. What is indicative, I think, is that he only has tilto. But I think there is a way to be sholel at adiyu kazeh, and I think it needs to be mentioned. If you go back to Perek Yodalad, when the Rambam discusses what is a surah karmelis, so the Rambam has an interesting presentation. The Rambam tells you in Yodalad Yod Aleph, Rishus ha-yachadu makom p'tur mutal l'talto b'kulon, afilu ha-ya-orech kol achas m'shten kama milim l'talto b'kulon. There's a Lachiyud Beis, which, and then you get to a Lachiyud Gimel. Kishem she'asu l'talto b'chol ha-karmelis, kach asu lotzi mimenu l'shus ha-yachol l'shus ha-rabim, o l'hachnes l'karmelis v'shus ha-yachol l'shus ha-rabim. So there's something interesting that the Rambam seems to think that the Iker Isser in a Karmelos is Isser Toto. And I think that this point is strengthened by what we spoke about earlier in the Chabur and Ben Yonasan. Dehainu, a Karmelos, whichever way it comes to be a Karmelos, sometimes a Karmelos would have been a Rishus HaRabim, as the Rambam indicates. You know, the Rambam has two different categories of ways to get to a Karmelos. You know, a Rishus HaRabim Bekura is not the same thing as a Mavoi, which is Gimel Mechitz and Nisim Lechi Akora. Either way, though, its Isser of Hotsa Nachnasar to its parallel Rishuyos is maybe impossible to attain on the level of Derabanan without first having the Isser Toto. Dainu, first, that's an extreme formulation, you can go back from it. I shouldn't have said that extremely. The first Isser is Isser Tilto, because of what we said before, that these are places where they don't have sufficient Hagdara as separate from the Rishus HaRabim to allow them to be Rishuyos HaYachid. And therefore, for the Rambam, they are nitan to be looked at as separate dalat amos, and therefore there's a total dalat amos within them. However, the idea that they could be identified as a non, or the rishus le'atzman, a separate rishus, is a chiddush, right? They are rishus le'atzman d'oraisa leftur, not lechiyuv. To make it into this or derabanan lechiyuv, that the Rambam says is kishem, and I think that kishem could just be. You know, even it would still be important if it was just a matter of order, but it may be even more than order, it may be a matter of to some degree, tam, or explanation. Dehainu, once you have the ability to look at each da'al amos as its own rishos, with the chesar and mechitza, so then it's nitan to look at hotzah and achnasa as hotzah achnasa into the rishos. Because why is that any less? Once each da'al amos has its own definition, it then can be looked at as separate from both rishos or amos shosei yachid. I don't know whether in the order that chazal were metakin gzeros there was ever a moment where they weren't together, but in
ontologically.
Yeah, exactly.
Ontologically prior.
Right. I think that meaning on level of atman, meaning that's right. It's different. It's not existential though. It's okay. Meaning, so the
this is the foundation. That's the anchor.
All right. Exactly. Yeah.
Not in time necessarily, but this is the extension of the other.
I admit that this is Chazar, which means I probably should do a better time listening last time, because Rebbe's defined the word for me before. So, but on the level of definition, correct. You know, definitionally, tiltal in a karmelis is the first step, is the first way it goes. And again, I didn't preface this way, but I think it's important to just make the R. Kashem she'asol atalto b'chol ha'karmelis, kach asol otzi mimeno l'shos ha'yochid, o l'shos ha'rabim, o l'hachnes l'karmelis m'shos ha'yochid, o m'shos ha'rabim. And I think there's another level of interest here, which I'm not sure I'm ready to deal with, because I haven't done the first paragraph of Shabbos correctly. But this diuk alone is interesting because of the order of the way the Rambam brings it. But it's also interesting because the Rambam is flipping, obviously, hotzah, hachnasa, tiltul da'al amos, which in the Rambam's presentation certainly. In other Rishonim, I think it's more complicated, but the Rambam presentation is very clear.
I am to think that he does flip it.
Okay.
I mean, as opposed to Balamor and Ramban.
Right.
Instead of saying the Dalai Lama's is different Rishuyos, I think he really thinks that different Rishuyos is a more intense, I think he's the, something Hamoel or something.
Aha. Uh-huh. I think he does have that lesson. It's strange because when you first learn it, you would think he's talking about the Shia. But it's quite clear not. Meaning he the Ram that's in I believe in your doubt that's in Hilchos Shabbos. Meaning the Ram when he's talking about when he's comparing the din of Chatzi Shia and Chatzi Melacha, I think he prefaces the whole Melacha by saying a Moed. I hear how that would be. I hear.
So that's how it's a Shia.
I hear.
That's the opposite.
I hear. So then I think it would even then perhaps. Right. That's why I was coming. It is meaning because it's a told. I thought that the Ram was doing a double flip. But if you hold like that, then there's less of a diuk here in terms of the Ram being different from the Raisa. It's actually. I think the Iker Tochen we were saying would still be true, but it's not a radical distinction from Daraisa. Actually, it's the application of what would have been Daraisa just played on Darabana. But just to shtel it back for 1 second in terms of how that would affect our Kriya and Yod-Zayin Beis, if you're
shteling it back,
I know.
Trying to keep up
in any language.
Like I'm non-telogical. Just like a.
If you would read this way, so then, and you understand tilt will be this way, so then obviously I think you could disagree with the diuk here and say tilt here does mean it's a karmas, and that would maintain the Magen Mishnah for sure. You know, the Rambam mentioned only that Isser, which is Rosh, the Iker Isser, and then he assumed that you would understand the rest of it. But I think that would certainly strengthen everything we said in that Perek Yudalet, meaning it's no longer just a diuk and kishem. The Rambam thinks you can forget about it, you know, convenient, you know, it's nichlal in this idea of total. I don't have the Agdars here perfectly straight, but I think, at least it's on some level, I think there's some truth. There's a Ha'ara, which should be made, and we're going to try to circle back to it later, but in Perek Aleph Aleph, in Hilchos Erevin, the Rambam also speaks about Tiltul Bekulo, even though the real, seemingly the Icarus are in the Chater and Mavoi, and as he spells out himself, is a Icarus from the Chater to the Mavoi. That is the only thing which is also without Shitufin, as we'll learn from the Halachos later on. But in clarifying what would be level on the Daraisa level, or the Daraisa Darabat, the Icarus didn't level before Takana Shalom Melech, the Ram decides to say Tiltul, which is interesting. Why? why tiltal? Shouldn't he have said that which... if I were setting up, you know, standardly, without the Tekanah of Shlomo HaMelech, it's mutter to bring from the bayis to the chatzar, from the chatzar to the mavoi. Post Tekanah of Shlomo HaMelech, that's not the case. That's the way Rashi generally sets it up. The Ram does not. The Ram says it would have been mutter l'talto b'kulo. It would have been mutter l'talto b'kulo. It would have been mutter l'talto b'kulo. And then he tells you, midrabon, mi Tekanah Shlomo HaMelech, there is an issue from batim chatzar chatzar to mavoi. In fact, there is no issue l'talto b'kulo, at least with certain parameters differing in chatzar and mavoi. So that, I think, the Ram over there, again, shows this identity of tilto as being the ikar iser, and I think with this it may be a robust justification of the Magen Mishnah enough la akosha. I still think there's a makom to.
Are you saying that it's all that the Rambam is trying to emphasize that it's all mishulach or iser, or not necessarily?
I'm not sure. I think that what the Rambam thinks, I don't know for sure. I mean, I can't. Lo amadti al sof the Rambam is nikkud. I think Rabbi's. I can try to speak it out to see. I think what Rebbe is trying to ask is, the deal can kind of run in two ways. I mean, the deal could run that these are shtayim sheim achas, and in that sense they're more mishulav, they're more together. Really, tiltul may be the ikar of it, but the other ones
are going back to what you were saying about Rebbe Yonas.
Right, exactly. Or are they separable? I don't know. I mean, they're really, I think, two distinct ways of taking the diuk. I don't know which one it is, but I think in terms of answering the Magen Mishnah, they run together. Meaning, either way, you see that tiltul is something which has a connection to Bat Mechatzeros and to Rosh Hashanah Yachid and the Mavoi, and something which also could be representative of a general Isser Karmelis in a stronger way than the other Isser, and therefore maybe each other. Again, just Mamish, 1 second. I thought we were raising our hand. I thought, but again, to take the way it would mean if we don't go with the Magen Mishnah, if we go with the Katz Mishnah, we go with the Shaar Tzion, we believe that there is a tikkun, a takana of Korah and Lechi without. So then it would sound like the only thing that's also there is Latalto. Halachically, that's not surprising. That's what we believe based on the Shulchan Aruch. That's what we believe based on the Rashba. In Lomdus, it's surprising because the Rambam holds that some of us are Karmelios. If we would have written the Rambam, which Baruch Hashem we didn't, patently, but if we would have said, you know, oh, maybe a mavoi derabanan is parallel to a mavoi deraisa. The Magen Mishnah is going to tell you it's not only parallel; it's the same. What might come out from the Rambam if you read that he only asks his total and you don't believe the rubric that the Rambam means both, then it sounds like he's saying no. The iser derabanan of mavoi is different from the iser that would have been of a mavoi when it is a karmelos. Now, what the mechayiv of that iser is, I think, is still open. And B'nai Hashem will try to work on that a little bit, but I'm not sure that we can be open fully on what the mechayiv of that derabanan iser is. Just one last point. Meaning, in the Rashba, to go back to Rashba, we set up a mareches that the Rashba has the mechayiv. The iser is only iser toto. The mechayiv is parallel in chatzar and mavoi, at least a diuk that it's parallel in chatzar and mavoi. The dinim should be parallel in chatzar and mavoi. The presentation of shulchan aruch chatzar and mavoi are parallel. In the Rambam, we saw that Doraisa, there are indications that Chatzar Mavoi might be different. We saw in the Rambam that given that his presentation of Mavoi is even more important, and that the din of Tiltul in Mavoi, Derabanan, is different than the din of Tiltul, which wouldn't have been Karmelos Doraisa. Now, I think it's kedai to just see how the Rambam deals with Chatzar Mavoi on the Derabanan level, and here admitting that Lo Amati El Sof Das HaRambam, I'm not sure that these Diukim are correct, and I certainly believe they could be explained in ways which would bring them away from what we are going to present them as. But again, in light of the Rambam that may have a difference between Chatzar and Mavoi Doraisa, if the Rambam does, so then it would be, we have to at least ask a question, what happened on the level of Derabanan with Chatzar and Mavoi? And I think there are indications that they're different. And some of those indications... We'll leave that as an open question just for a second, and to circle back to Rambam in Yud Zayin Tes, which I left out, which I think is important in this subject. But when we're talking, to come back again to the question Deoraisa of Mavoi and versus Chatzar, so we tried to bring Yukim from Yudalat Aleph, that was the strongest Yuk, that Mavoi and Chatzar are distinct. But there's another level of the Deoraisa, which I think needs to be addressed, which is the Rambam Yud Zayin Tes. The Rambam Yud Zayin Tes speaks out a principle which is true based on Yudalat Aleph and Yudalat Aleph, we would have seen it already, that Mavoi Shechshero Bekorah, Afal Pisha Mutal Otalto Bekulo, Kirshutse Yochad, Azorik Lusuchum Mitocho Lushus Rabim, or Mishus Ram Lutocho Pater, Shakor Misham Hekari Yasuya. Aval im achshero belachi hazorik mitochol shesarabim or mishesaram latochol chayim shalachi areyu kemechitza beruach revis. Now, what's the Rambam here lays down a principle of chiluk between lechi and korah. Korah, it remains a karmelus. Lechi, it becomes a shesayach. What's the din by a chatzer? A chatzer requires two pasim for sure. What is a din if I have a chatzer and if it's bimlo on ruach revis and it has a lechi? Is it a shesayach daraisa? Or the Magen Mishnah, whichever one I go with, but in the place where the Rambam clearly has by Mavoi, what would be the din by Chatzer? I think whatever way you go with this question, you come to interesting conclusions. Two on the Daraisa level, one on the Darabon level. Let's lay out the three possibilities. You have a Chatzer which is Nifritza Bimlo to Rishus Rabbim. The Rambam, the tikkun which is required is Shnei Pasim. It's not going to be Mutal Tatala without Shnei Pasim. That's clear. Let's say I didn't put up Shnei Pasim. What's a din? Is it a Rishus? Does it become a Karmelus Daraisa without Shnei Pasim? Da'inu Lechi Echo does not work. And it's... Is it possible that Lechi Echo does work Daraisa? And the Pas Sheni is a Chumra Darabanan? Or is it possible, again, this is a conclusion which you would come to based, if you believe that you come in, your Dalet Aleph, that no possible, no. But we were trying to argue that even Baruch or this, if it's open. But if you didn't believe those Diyukim, I think you're forced to one of two interesting conclusions. Dehainu, if you tell me that with a Lechi, Bilvad, a Chatzer becomes a Rosh Hashayach, just like a Mavoi does, so then the Pas Sheni in a Chatzer is in Gantzen under a Tikkun from a Mavoi. Because in a mavoi, it's clear that the point of a tikkun beruach revis is the yaseh rishus yachid. That's the goal of the tikkun beruach revis in a mavoi, which has gimel mechitzas, the yaseh rishus yachid. But a chatzer with a lechi is a rishus yachid, if you would claim that. And yet you need a path to supplement. That means that at least on the derabanan level, there's a trenchant distinction between mavoi and chatzer. Good. So then you just said it's the other conclusion. I would love to say that. If you say that, you're telling me that there is a distinction Doraisa between Chatzer and Mavoi. It just goes the other way of everything I said before. You said Doraisa, the nafkamina between Shnei Pasim and Pas Echad. It's a beautiful what you just said. Say it again.
I don't even know what I'm saying. I mean, what I was trying to say was just that you're reaching a conclusion that the two pasim on a chatzer, the second pas on a chatzer, is for a different reason, means rabbanon, than the one pas on a
for the lechi.
No, sorry, the one lechi on a mavoi, right?
I'm not reaching that conclusion. I want to do
the conclusion you reached?
I want to reach no conclusion at all. Before I pushed for the conclusion that a chatzer without anything beruach of this is still rishus yachid. That conclusion I believe based on the other Jews. But now I just want to ask the following question. If you disagree with me, you disagree with my dukim, you believe the Mishnah and Sadi Dalet is true, Allah and the Rambam, a chatzer is just like a mavoi. So then, when it has nothing here, I know exactly what the din is bifnim. Right? It's a karmelus. Correct?
Yeah.
Now, let's put up one pass, and let's put in this mavoi two passim. In this chatzer two passim. And I want to know, what's the din of a zorik bifnim and a zorik bifnim?
It's not coming out clear to Mark. What's the case? It's one.
A is one pass. B is two passim, and I definitely appreciate that hard.
Okay. What the question is, what's the din inside the Raisa?
To be Zorik from here to here. Zorik.
Okay.
From a Shus Rabbim inside.
Being in the assumption that it's a karmelus on the inside, not like you've been saying something?
Exactly. Let's
assume the Raisa is the exact same thing, and they both become just the other.
You're saying with one lechi?
Yes.
So then you have a very interesting conclusion, because that which Doraisa makes it Rishus Yachid Gemura still requires further tikkun. Why is that?
You're asking why is there a
difference? Why is a chatzer different than a mavoi?
That it needs two? This is like the Rashba by...
It's not like the Rashba.
So because if you're asking what's the difference, it can be very simple. you need to mimic a Rosh Hashanah a bit more because it's supposed to be used for Tashmish Shekhtir or whatever, I mean, in prime methods.
Even if you believe that, that leaves Mavoi and Chatzar very different, because in Mavoi, all you had, then it would run deeper than the Chuvah Zerash.
There's two functions.
You don't need the
same
people,
yeah. And had the same.
No, he's correct. According, I would need something else, because Adrab, I'm going, we're saying Chatzar is more Chamer. But the point is,
both the Chatzar and Mavoi need a Tikkun. I mean, Chuvah Zerash. That's why there's one here, that's why there's one too.
No, but that's not. That's not true in the Ram. That part is not true in the Ram. The Ram is clear that with a Lechi and a Korah, it becomes a Shusha Yachad, and then the Mela, all that Terim start. Right?
He doesn't mean it becomes a
Shusha Yachad,
you're not a carrier?
He says it. Really? But the point is that he doesn't.
That means a race is. The Yasser Shusha Yachad part would be true by a Chatzar too, which is you wouldn't be able to carry there, except for the second one, because she was right.
I think that would be a significant chiluk in the Rambam as opposed to in the Rashba. That in the Rashba, I could understand that on the Darabana level, you need different tikkunim to affect it. But in the Rambam, that you could be matir tilto betocho and become a shuziyach by a korah bovad, certainly by a lechi, it could become a shuziyach Darabana. The Rambam says the words, that's a biskara. That institution wasn't enough for the Rambam in Chatzar. That to me is a relevant nekuda to speak out. But
why can't it just be because of Chuvah Rambam? Meaning the same Sahara.
Because Lo Matzino in the Rambam, again, it could be wrong, in the Rambam, Lo Matzino, once something is a Shuzi Yachid, it needs farther tikkunim. Or if it needs farther tikkunim, it's like a karpet, because there's something wrong in the machitzas, which I think is interesting that a chatzar would be looked at that way. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, as a mavoi, in a mavoi, if it's yasser shus yachid doraisa or darabanan, we solve the picture. In a chatzar, not. It could be because of what you're saying, that's the middle case. The other option, obviously, would be to say that shnei pasim is necessarily doraisa, which is what I thought you were then pushing towards. Right, but I'm saying but that's the thing. The crux of this that we don't have a Rambam about Chatzar is that something is different. You can go with the way I was trying to say before, Chatzar is always a Shutzi Yachid. You can say, more extreme, I think this would be very hard to maintain, that Shnei Pasim is a Din D'Oraisa. Or you could say that it's a Din that
one of them is the same.
But I'm saying, at that point, you're saying that in a Chatzar, you need something beyond Ye'asar Shutzi Yachid, which in a Mavoi Lo Matzi. Now, you could explain that, I guess, the point is like this. You could explain it like the Rashba. What?
Which ends up being ironic.
Right. Right, exactly. I think it's very hard, misvara, because a Chatzar is more connected to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and is more Rosh Hashanah Yachidic. The Rashba made sense when, on the plane of the Rashba, they were the same.
But in your defense, I was wondering about that earlier, but I assume that your answer was that it's not the connection to, it's the amount of. Meaning the Mavoi has two layers of Rosh Hashanah influence on it.
Now I think you. I'm not going that way, man. I'm saying a Mavoi is.
I understand you, though. I'm saying.
I understand.
By using yourself.
Right. Yeah. No, I understand. That would have been one line of reasoning, which other might be true for other Rishonim in the Rambam. I don't believe that's the case. Okay. This was just al derech ha'ara to bring to spark something from this. From the Rambam, I do think that the lack of a Rambam like this, where the Rambam says Korah doesn't work Daraisa, Lechi does, by Chatzar, is also a meaningful stima. Again, it's only a riot from stima in the direction of what we were saying before. Because the Rambam keeps on telling you need Shnei Pasim and a Chatzar, and he doesn't tell you that those Shnei Pasim, he doesn't. If there was a distinction between Lechi and Shnei Pasim on the level of Daraisa, you would expect a parallel Rambam to what you have by Korlechi, but again, that's just a rabbi from Steam, it's just a mashmoth. That was one level of background.
If you notice another man which is in the chil between caramels and so caramels are shrub, so for caramels is shrub, there is still there.
Right.
So you have a precedent for this.
Correct.
Shrub, there is, I mean, the one they said it's not, so you have a requisite chicken. which is, and then you say, well, Chashuv is a different thing.
Right. No, but meaning, I think what you're saying is absolutely correct. I in the end of the day, I think that this was more intended. This more was intended as a rejection of. This is a composite, and therefore. This is more of a composite riot. It forces you, I think, to either move away from the Magen Mishnah or to move towards the Yukim and Chatzer. And that's why I was setting up before when I read the Magen Mishnah. Tanya, when I read the Magen Mishnah before, the Magen Mishnah seems strange. I mean, at this point that we say, like you just said, which I think is the easiest way to maintain the evidence without saying the Chilukim Daraisa, it's the only way to maintain the evidence without saying Chilukim Daraisa, Lechi Echad works in Chatzer. So what did the Magen Mishnah mean when he said that we never find the Tikkun once something is Rosh Hashanah? That is his words, right? Kol mashu Rosh Hashanah gamur dvar Torah vehukaf ladira lo gazu bo chacham latzich bo mechitzos yoser. But we did. I mean, with a lechi it is, and yet gazu bo chacham. So I understand that the Magen Mishnah doesn't have any problem from Mavoi, which is Pesuch Lekambos, because he doesn't believe that, but he has it by Chatzer. So what's a Chatzer which has one lechi is exactly what he just described, no? So I think that, for the Magen Mishnah, is what's implied in the fact that, number one, he says, in Perek Yud Zayin, understand, there are earlier prakim that discuss these topics. Well, he excises Karfeif, and maybe he also means to excise Chatzer. Dainu, Chatzer is not Rosh Hashanah Gamor, so even though he said that once it's Rosh Hashanah Gamor, it's fine, but a Chatzer with one Lechi is not Rosh Hashanah Gamor, because of something unique to Chatzer, which then is different than Mavoi, and saying in the Magen Mishnah, I think, given the background, I think you can show that a Chatzer with one Lechi is more felt than a Mavoi with one Lechi. A Mavoi with one Lechi is a Shisiyachid Gamor. A Chatzer with one Lechi is not a Shisiyachid Gamor. Now, the explanation for that could still be the Rashba, but at that point, at least in terms of Hagdara, you see in the Magen Mishnah a Chiluk, and that's a Chiluk Derabban. That was the background. Now, to circle to some indications in the Rambam Kishel Atzma without the Mareches of the Diuk and Yud Zayin Tes and the Magen Mishnah, but just in the Rambam Kishel Atzma, that the Tikkunim of Mavoi and Chatzer play different roles. So, again, I don't think you can be Machriach such a point. At Blanem Hashem, I think it's, if there's Hashem many years to an Erev and try to plunge it more deeply, but it's probably not the right word, but ponder it more deeply. But the mice of the diukim, as I would suggest, is the placement in the Rambam of Mavoi in a separate parak away from Chatzer in its own right would seem to be a diuk. When he brings up the din of Pasim and Chatzer, he brings it up in parak Tesvav Halacha Yud Aleph in a parak which generally is coming from more generally Surim of one Rishus Asring on another Rishus, and he explains the Pasim as Sheri Nifritz Achatzer Liyam Shehu Karmos, meaning it's a problem of being Nifritz to somewhere else. Whereas in Mavoi he doesn't explain it that way. Again, there are even Lashonos in the Rambam where he does call Mavoi at one point as we saw in Halach Lamed Dalet, he does mention Nifritz. I'm not saying that's Mokhruch at all. There are three or four parallel places in the Rambam where he speaks about Chatzer and Mavoi, and it's a ha'ara that he doesn't mention Tikkunim by Chatzer. Let's say in your Dalet Aleph, even if you reject that what I was trying to say about Chatzer, but there's a chiluk on the Derabana level, at least, or in the presentation at least, that the Rambam, when talking about a Mavoi, which is a Rishas Yachid, tells you it's Tikkun. And when the Rambam talking about Chatzer, which is a Rishas Yachid, he doesn't tell you about it's Tikkun. Now, if you explain, obviously, if you believe the first Pekel Chabur, that's not Diok at all, but on the other hand, that would be a chiluk daraisa, and then we would expect chilukim derabban. If you don't believe on daraisa level and the derabban level, it's nita on the bar. In Hilchos Erev and Aleph Aleph, you open up Hilchos Erev and Aleph Aleph. He tells you a chatzer is mutal ta'ato b'kulo. Chen din b'mavish yishol lechi ol kora. So what? My high. Why not tell me a chatzer yishol shnei pasim? If they're doing the same thing, like we had in the Rashba's worldview, we certainly have in the Shulchan Aruch's worldview, you'd expect it to be parallel. Again, one is just a diuk from Stima. It's also that I'm not sure exactly how to explain the diuk. I think it could very well be explained if you believe mavo and chatz are different d'oraisa. I think you could also explain it comfortably in other ways, particularly this last diuk. If you look in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Ches, when the Rambam is passing the shita of Reb Shimon about mavo and karfe chatzer, kol gaga seir, says the Rambam. This is Gimel Yud Ches. So, it's jarring, meaning, by karfevos he finds it absolutely necessary to speak out the kind of mechitzas. That arises from the segedah, so that's less surprising. By mavoi, he tells you it has to be lechi or korah. By chatzir, he tells you nothing. Now, in this Rambam, ironically, I don't know whether, I think it's most absent because there's really, you know, in both Aleph Aleph and Gimel Yud Ches, there's no reason to not mention both. But I wonder whether or not the explanation has to be as we're trying to explain it. Then we're trying to explain it that the Mechayev of the two Tikkunim is different. I don't know that you have to say that in the Rambam, particularly in Gimel Yud Ches, because as we're going to try to develop later, it's possible that the better explanation of this, at least in Gimel Yud Ches, is that the tikkunim don't relate to heter total from one place to another place. And that even if the mechayev would be the same, a chatzer without those tikkunim wouldn't have had an isser to metalta from both places. And that's why he loses it. Meaning, it's not just absent in terms of description, it's absent on the level of halacha. Halacha l'maisa, that wouldn't be true. That obviously would be in order to disagree with the diuk here, a diuk from absence, you would have to run to a stronger explanation of it that halachically is different. Even if you accept that halachically is different, it doesn't share the duke in the other places. So, maybe we'll try to develop why that would be true. So, Ad Kan, I think, is one leg of the Chabura. The question of Mavoi and Chatzer Deraisa, the question of what the din was Machayev the Tikkun Derabanan, the question of what's Nichlal in the Isser that's behind the Tikkun Derabanan. Trying to work that out in the Rashba versus the Rambam in terms of two general paths, and with the R that Rabbi Yonasan, Maracha is different. Now, B'l'Nedar Mitzvah Shem, I'd like to move to a second leg of the Chabura, where I hope it's interesting. So that's a Gemara, and with this, I'd like to start with the Gemara in Shabbos, which you already mentioned. The Mishnah in Shabbos, and the beginning of Perakol Kisvei. So the Mishnah says that Rachman Tzolof, there's a fire on Shabbos, so one has to save, one can save Kisvei HaKodesh. How do you save Kisvei HaKodesh? You can save it, says the Mishnah. Oh, I apologize. You have to go first. I didn't quote it correctly. I'm not even quoting, so I apologize. There are two Mishnahs. There's a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud. I mean, the Mishnah on Kol Kisvei says your matzel. That's where the Rashi is. But the question where your matzel to, that's a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis says the following: Ulehechon Matzilon Osam. Where can you save these Kisvei HaKodesh to? Says the Rambam. Says the Mishnah. I apologize. L'mavo Yishenu Mefulosh. Then Beser Omer Afu Mefulosh. You can save it to Mavo Yishenu Mefulosh. Beser says even to Mavo Mefulosh. Fast forward to a couple of Mishnahs. We're going to do on Daf Kuf Kaf. We're saving something else, also very ikker for Shabbos, and that's part of why it's mutter to be matzil, but not kisvei hakodesh, meaning to be matzil food. And there again, we have a machlokus ben beseira and the chachamim. Where can you be matzil to? Says the Mishnah, lehechan matzilon osan lechatzer hameureves ben beseira imer aflash ena meureves. So here you have each one of them is obviously saying a lesser kula by food than by kisvei hakodesh, but you have parallel machlokusim about the in the two places. So. Hopefully this will get us towards the second peg, but it also has relevance to the first peg just in one way. And this is about that last Rambam in the Gimel Yud Ches and Erevin. The Rambam interprets this Mishnah in a fascinating manner. The Rambam in Kaf Gimel Kavavin Hilchos Shabbos says that you can be Matzel Kisvei HaKodesh. Now, I guess even with the story that Itamar likes to say, but maybe we won't jump to the Rambam before we see the Gemara. So the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin says as follows. The Gemara says, "Heichidam mefulash, heichidam mishenam mefulash." Meaning, what is Machlokas Tanakam ben Beseira? So the Gemara says, according to Rav Chista, we'll take Rav Chista's pshat, and then we'll fast forward. Sholosh mechitzas u'shnei l'chayayim zeu mavo yishenam mefulash. The mavoi to which Chazal were matter, Tankam is matter, carrying a kisvei hakodesh, it sounds to me like a pretty good mavoi. It's a mavoi which has three mechitzas and two lechayayim. So in that mechitza, in that mavoi, you're allowed to save kisvei hakodesh. Not much of a heter, obviously. And the ben b'seira is matter where to mavoi which has three mechitzas and lechi echad. And the Gemara clarifies trevayu libu de Reb Lezer, meaning both the Tanakama and Ben Beseira hold like Reb Lezer. Ben Beseira says you don't need the second lachi according to Reb Lezer to be matzo kisvei hakodesh, and according to the Tanakama, according to this presentation, you need both lachayim in order to be matzo. The Gemara comes off that for several reasons, which B'nai Hashem, we may get back to, we may not get back to, but the last answer to the Gemara is Elam Ravashi. Where was Tanakama matir? To a place that says Gimel Mechitzas and Lechi Echad. Gimel Mechitzas below Lechi, Zeo Mavo and Mefulish. Ben Beseira will allow you even to place that says Gimel Mechitzas and doesn't have a Lechi. Vafilu Reb Lezer, and even according to Reb Lezer, this Mishnah was said. Then even Reb Lezer, who generally holds he needs Gimel Mechitzas two and two Lechayayim, is matir for Kitzvei HaKodesh, only one Lechi. To be matzel a sefer Torah, to matzel kisvei hakodesh, it's mutter b'chad lachi. So, obviously, you know, the question that Tos has asked before, in the background of our mind, Tos has asked before, why are we running to Reb Lezer? Why are we running to other Tanoim to explain this Mishnah? The answer to this question we'll try to get back to, but the question of the halacha is, so how do we apply this Mishnah? So, in the background, it's kedai to mention the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor says, well, la halacha l'maisa, you see, Reb Lezer is matir, losing one of his lechayayim, in order to matzel kisvei hakodesh, even for the Tanakama. We pass like the Tanakama. So in Lomdas, we pass like the Tanakama. But halacha l'maisa, we'll allow it even to mavoi, which has no lechi, because you see that you can be matir, something about mechitzas, b'makom kisvei hakodesh. So, aleinu l'ayin, whether or not the heter of Reb Lezer is really a heter of mechitzas, or it's something else. But then we'll try to get back to that. But in terms of our question, halacha l'maisa, the Rambam paskins a Mishnah, but he paskins a Mishnah as follows. Kav gimel kav vav. This one I would, if you have the Rambam, this might be kedai to see inside. Mutter l'hatzel, the Rambam says, mutter l'hatzel kol kisvei hakodesh sheyesh b'chatzer, l'chatzer acheres sheba'oso amavoy, v'afo pishlo irvo. You can take all of the kisvei hakodesh which you have in one chatzer to chatzer acheres in the same mavoi, even though you didn't do eruv. Uvavad shiyel a mavoi gimel mechitzos v'lechi echad. The mavoi should have gimel mechitzos v'lechi echad. So, I think there is a number of questions you can ask on the Rambam. But the premise of the Rambam is that, not like the Baal Hamor, that chachamim were never matir anything less than a lechi echad. You need at least a lechi in order to be matir the atal's kisvei hakodesh. But the question is why the Rambam didn't say that you can be matir, that you can be motzi from chatzer to chatzer if it just has a korah. Usually lechi and korah go together. Here it seems like they're not a team. The pashup I would think of the Rambam is that it's only if the mavoi has gimel mechitzas v'lechi, not if it has gimel mechitzas v'korah. Another diuk to make, these are all The Ram is
yeah.
Correct. Meaning the Ram is quoting the Gemara, not Lalach. Yes, you may have it. Meaning that's why I premise with the Kasha of Tosis. What?
Not the way the
Gemara means it, but it's
not the way the Gemara means it.
Right. The Gemara does say afilu Reb Lezer. The Gemara says afilu Reb Lezer. The question that you're correctly asking is that the Mochamos posed on the Baal Hamor. That perhaps the Gemara meant a filu Reb Lezer, not to the exclusion of Chachamim. I agree. That's a deal. But it is the Gemara. Meaning, the Gemara does mention that, not Rashi. But just meaning...
Me, Rashi says the whole thing was still Maskana Alibra,
not just the Rashi says that.
Whereas the Rambam does not mean... Both Rishonim don't.
I mean,
that
the Rambam.
You to the conclusion of the Baal Hamor.
I don't think that's true. I think that's a fascinating question. I don't think that's true. We'll try to get back to that. your assumption is like the Rashba, but I believe it's against the Muhammad. The Rashba says the Rashi must learn like the Balamor, and the Muhammad says that's not the case. So that I think is a very important question. The way what you're raising, Kedacha, Bakodesh, a very, very key question. I'm trying to excise that just for a little bit until we get to the next leg of the Chabur, because that I think has less to do with this. In the Rambam, but to get back to Rav Yaakov was saying, I think it's true that the Rambam is quoting the Lashon HaGemara. It may be that the Rambam would have a great answer for Tosfos Kasha. Then why did we run to Reb Blazer? Because without Reb Blazer, this wouldn't make sense. Meaning, the Rambam would tell you that it needs to be a Lechi, and therefore it needs to be in Reb Blazer. Halacha l'maisa, it's true if it has a Lechi Echad, but the Mishnah couldn't be explained according to Chachamim. Meaning, the Rambam may have a certain anachos about Mefulash, I don't know, but meaning I mentioned Tosfos just to give context to the Rambam, but Be'etzem, I'm here just for this, I like to just set up four kashas on the Rambam and deal with the other kashas there, not with these kashas. So the first kasha to ask on the Rambam is, why does he mention just Lechi, not Korah? The second kasha, I think, on the Rambam is, why does the Rambam say that you're being matzo from the chatzar, l'chatzar acher sheb'oso amavoy? There's no indication of that in the Gemara. You're taking from a chatzar to a mavoy. That's the Lashon HaMishnah. The Lashon HaMishnah is that you can be matzo l'mavoy she'eino mefulash, l'mavoy ha'mefulash. Why does the Rambam suddenly get there? You're taking it to a chatzar. A third question is, and this is perhaps more, for when we plan on to try to get to the 6th, 7th, and 8th parak, and whatever the kol does those. But the why the Rambam mentions v'afu pishalo irvu? I mean, why the Rambam not say afu pishalo nishtatfu? If we're talking about a mavu here, you would think irvu and nishtatfu would be shayach. You could the Rambam didn't have to cut back on words. Irvu and nishtatfu are shayach. I'm not sure I can answer that question. I'm not sure I can answer any of these questions. I'm just raising three questions. The fourth question is the lashon of the Rambam that he says v'lechi echad, and that I think is strange, because for the Rambam, what's a nafkamina of lechi echad versus shnei lechayim? Why wouldn't it have been enough to say shielam avay shalosh mechitzas v'lechi? It would have knocked out Korah, and it wouldn't have given us any questions about what is Rambam being ramis to about lechi echad. It's possible he's being ramis to Reb Blazer. It's possible he's ramis to Lashon HaGemara.
Doesn't the Gemara, Lamaska or Ravashi or whoever it is there, I think they just say Sheishbo Lechi.
Well, that, right. You are correct. It said Lechi Echad he's correct in the other direction, though. Meaning, he's correct in the Besera. Below Lechi. No, but here in the end, in the Besera, below Lechi.
Okay, but when it says this Lechi, yeah.
Right, I'm saying, but the Diuk in Ben Besera is only important for Ramban and Balmor, not for this. These would be kashas in the Rambam. I'm not sure whether we can answer all of these kashas. But I would suggest that one fascinating aspect of the Rambam, one part of the Rambam maybe we can deal with, which is, why did the Rambam not say you can take from the Batim to the Mavoi? L'chora, that would be the pasha way of reading the Mishnah. That I think is the hardest kasha in terms of at least the textual evidence. There's no yisha for that of Lashon HaGemara Chodomeh. So we'll gavi that. I just thought it's interesting in Erev and Aleph Aleph, when the Rambam tells you what would have been true on the level of pre-Takana Shlomo HaMelech, he says as following: Chotzer sheish b'shchinim harbe kol echad man bebayis la'atmai din Torah hu shiyu kulan mutarim l'talto b'chol ha'chotzer umi batim l'chotzer umi ha'chotzer l'batim. It's mutar to be talto in the whole chotzer and from the bayis to the chotzer. When he gets to Mavoi, what does he say? V'chein edim Mavoi, sheish olachi olkor, shu kol b'nei ha-Mavoi mutarim l'talto b'kulo, umi chatzeros ha-Mavoi, umi Mavoi l'chatzeros, shekol ha-Mavoi yoshu zeyachidu. There's two distinctions between the presentation of chatzer and presentation of Mavoi. The first one is that the Rambam says a chatzer you can carry from the bayis to the chatzer to bayis, without takana Shlomo HaMelech. But when he gets to Mavoi, he leaves that out. It's mutar to carry in the whole Mavoi. It's mutar to carry from the chatzer to the Mavoi. The mutar to carry before Takana Shlomo HaMelech from the bayis to Mavoi, Rambam doesn't tell you. More than that, there's a diuk in the lashon. When the Rambam describes chotzer, he says shekol achotzer what rishos hayachid achas umutar l'ktalta b'kulo. A whole chotzer is one rishos hayachid. When it comes to Mavoi, he just says shekol hamavoi rishos hayachid hu. The Mavoi is a rishos hayachid. Rishus Yochid Achas and Rishus Yochid are terms which bring us straight back to Perek Tezvav in Hilchos Shabbos, where Rishus Yochid Achas is a very important question. If you have something which is Rishus Yochid Achas, there are no Isurim between the two of them. But you can have something which is Rishus Yochid and have another Rishus Yochid from which there are Isurim, and that's what the Rambam had in Perek Tezvav. Perhaps the Rambam really believes, the Libra de Hilchosa, that before Takana Shlomo HaMelech, we would have looked at the Mavoi and the Chatzeros as being connected enough. And the Mavoi Kulu, of course you can carry it. But the Mavoi and the Bias would be considered not Rishus HaYachad Achas. And therefore he couldn't say, Shekol HaMavoi Rishus HaYachad Achas, who, it's not true. The whole Mavoi is not Rishus HaYachad Achas. Then, in Kenan Dvar Me'elu here, that would explain, I think, the Rambam's Psakin, Kaf Gimel Kaf Dalet. Kaf Gimel Kaf Dalet, the Rambam tells us, we're not matter an iota about Lechi. You need a Lechi. We're not, what we are matter is something which doesn't have Eruf. You can carry from one bias to another chatzer, but you can't carry to the mavoi because that's usher from a separate isser which has nothing to do with Takana Shlomo Melech, and we're only matir something which is in the purview of Takana Shlomo Melech, lagave the Tzolos Kisvei HaKadosh. This is the Rabbanan. What? Pri Shlomo Melech. You can see the analog of it in a Marsha and a Rashi. Rashi and Shabbos Kuf Lamed. The Rashi and Shabbos Kuf Lamed says that when they needed to take Rachman Litzlan, well, was a mazel tov, but the they were a little stuck. They needed to get the Sakin Shamila from a bias on one side of the Mavoi to bias on the other side of the Mavoi. So the Gemara says, how could they do that? It's also to carry more than Dalat Amos in the Mavoi. So the Gemara says, no, it's mutter, even if you don't have Shita, it's mutter to carry more than Dalat Amos in the Mavoi. That's a Shita of the first stage of the Gemara there. Rashi explains, they took it from one bias on one side of the Mavoi, and they brought it to the bias on the other side of the Mavoi. Lechora is very strange. If they took it from the bias on one side of the Mavoi and brought it through the Mavoi, that's clear because they're talking about Tiltu Dalat Amos in the Mavoi, and they brought it to the other side of the Mavoi, so how did that occur? You're not allowed to take from a bias, which is a Shus Yachid, into a Mavoi, which is not Meshutav. That's the kasha of the Marsha and Rashi, and he comes to one conclusion based on it. But I thought you could point out that Rashi, throughout Shas, whenever he's talking about the Takana of Shlomo Melech, he says, pre-Shlomo Melech, you will be able to take from the bias of the Chatzar, from the Chatzar to the Mavoi. Nach Shlomo Melech, you need a Takana. When you have a Takana, you can do that. He doesn't mention bias to Mavoi. Why? Perhaps because bias and Mavoi don't relate to each other in a way that makes it Asar at all. He has the exact opposite perspective of the Rambam, that bias and Mavoi would have been mutter. Even post Takana Shlomo Melech, bias to Mavoi is mutter. That's where Rashi leaves it out. And again, the background to such a suggestion would have to be, and I think patently it is in this sugya, that Rashi doesn't look at things as being a normal Isser Karmelis. And one of the indications of that is, how is there a raya, even in Rashi, before you get to the question of how they got it from the bias there, let's say the baby had been in the Mavoi itself. But how could you bring a raya from taking from a bias, walking through the Mavoi, and bring to the other bias? Isn't that, if at no point there's a nacha in the Mavoi, and there's no akira, so how is that a raya that you can do total da'al amos in a Mavoi, which isn't meshutav? So the answer to that question, I'm not able to be omid right now, I don't have it. But I'm saying, seemingly in Rashi, the hagdaras of total da'al amos in Mavoi are also not karmelistic, because if they were karmelistic, this wouldn't even be awesome. So that requires a lot more thinking, and it definitely gets into Kuf Yud Zayin, the way Rashi touches Kuf Yud Zayin and Kuf Lamed and a lot of things which I can't be open. I'm not Kilo, I have an answer, because I definitely don't have an answer, but there are indications in Rashi that would allow for it in Rashi Dafka. But you see, I think, from that Diog in Rashi there and from the way Rashi presented, that it was never part of Takana Shlomo Melech. The question only is, does it have an independent Isser from before? That I think you do see in the Rambam Kaf Gimel Kaf Vav, and from there. Of course, if you have this Havana, so that may help answer the question why the Rambam only mentions Eruv, because you're only taking from a bias to a Chatzar, to another Chatzar. The Ikar Yisurim here may be those of Batim Chatzeros, not of Mavoi, although you have to know, and I wish Rambam, and it's a theme of the Rambam, are you going through the Mavoi here? Are you going from the bias to Chatzar to Chatzar, which is next to it? He doesn't tell you. Before that means it's Mutter, but that again is totally a different question. If the Tiltu Da'at Amos in a Mavoi is karmelistic, so what you did here was inconsequential and gantin, because you carried it through, but you didn't put it down at all, so then maybe that's why the Rambam excised the Mavoi here. It wasn't important. It's a deep question. I think at least you can point out that bias to Mavoi for the Rambam is a makom where there might be a sharper Isser. And then, the reason why this is relevant to what we said until now is I think, patently clear. If bias and mavoi could have this iser and bias chateros do not, then that shows that in the derabanan plane, bias and chateros are mikshaachas. Bias and mavoi are not. Chateros and mavos are not. And that I think we'll see some examples of later on in other Rambam's B'nai Nirmitz Hashem and also in the Hemshech Advarim, as we turn now to the another focus in the Chabura to the final leg, which is a separate question of the connection between Korah and Tikkun B'Rechavis and the Eruv. And in piercing this, I think this Rambam is a good entree. Because here you have a Mavoi which is missing one element, and the Rambam, and suddenly it creates a whole bunch of separate Isurim and Dinah. Meaning, we all know that once you have a Korah and Lechi B'Rechavis and an Eruv and Shitov, it's mutter to be metalto bekulo, it's mutter to be metalto from bias to chaser, from chaser to mavoi, from bias to mavoi, all that goes on. But if you miss one element, if you lose the Eruv, so the Rambam is suddenly telling you again, lechora, and we'll see whether we can explain it later on, that with a Korah is different than with a Lechi. And from a bias to a mavoi is different from a bias to a chaser. Meaning, underneath that calm of what happens when everything is metukon, there are seemingly many different levels of gzeros and dinim. So what I would like to see is how the Eruv fits in to the Tikkun in light of that question, meaning how distinct are they? I think you could maintain, in the Rashba particularly, and the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what our whole perspective comes from, I think you could have maintained that that there's a separate Isser Toltal that is fixed by a Tikkun B'Rechavis, and there's a separate Isser Batim to Chateros, Chateros to Mavoi, which is fixed by a day Eruv and Shitov. But I'm not sure that's true even in the Rashba and Shulchan Aruch, but certainly with this indication in the Rambam, I think you start already seeing that that's not true, that's not totally true. So now, I would like to enter for a second the sugya again on Kuf Yud Zayin, make a hara about Rashi, which actually appears in the first Rashi in Kol Kisvei, and then go from there to some other Ma'amar Mekumos. Okay. Rashi, in the Mishnah in Kol Kisvei, so we just identified that according to the Maskanas HaGemara, the parish of the Mishnah is that you are allowed to carry into a Mavoi, into a Chatzer, according to Tanakhama, which is missing a Lechi, one of its two Lechem B'Rechavis, according to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer, again, say it more succinctly, Reb Lezer would be matter, even though generally he believes you need two Lechayayim, he says the second Lechi is not necessary, but Makom Kisvei HaKodesh. So Rashi says, in the second Rashi in the Perek, Matzilin Osan. It's mutter to be matzel to a mavoi which is not mefulash. The tircha be'almahu deshari, it's only tircha which was mutter here. They weren't matter anything more than tircha. And the chisar and eruv can mefulash b'gemara. They were matter tircha, they were matter chisar and eruv. Aliba de'hilcha says, is that true? They were matter the second lech of Reb Lezer. It sounds like Rashi understands that the second lechi of Reb Lezer is not a din b'fnei atzmo of tikkun b'ruach revis, it's a chelik from the Eruv. And that's what it means. They're only matter chisar and Eruv. So in this Rashi, you see one direct thing, which is that seemingly chisar and Eruv includes, an Eruv, for Reb Lezer at least, has two aspects. It has an aspect of the din to be ma'ariv and mishtatif, it has the aspect of the din of a lechi sheni b'ruach revis. But you also see that the lechayayim of Reb Lezer are not the basal chayayim of chatzer in other rishonim. I don't know whether you know it for Rashi, because Rashi might tell you for Reb Lezer it's always a second lechi even in a chatzer, it's just there for the eruv. I can't prove that peg, and I don't want to. But the way in some Rishonim the Beis Chayayim in a Chatzar are presented is to stop an issue of Nifetz al Makom Aser. Though clearly that's not the case in Mavoi in for Rashi, if you believe if it's a din of Chisar and Eruv. So the first Lachi for a Blazer might be for a more Mechitzadik purpose, but the second Lachi for a Blazer is a din of Chisar and Eruv for Rashi, and that model, I wonder whether or not we have such a model even for us L'Halacha L'Maisa. And that's where B'nai Nirmitz Hashem we're going to try to ponder now. The first indication in that direction, that these are not totally separable in Yonim, is a lashon which I'm sure, you know, the Olam has spoken about already in other places, in other chaburas, that, you know, Rishus HaRavim Mime Arva. When the Gemara says Rishus HaRavim Mime Arva, it doesn't mean you can do an Erev there, it means you put a Mechitzas first, and then an Erev. So, on its own, That's not particularly surprising, particularly in light of Brisker Rav. You know, the first step of Erev is to get something down to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So Mimela, we might be discussing the end of the process as a way of clarifying that you're lacking the beginning of the process. A lashon like that, which you'll also see, you know, in the Ram Perish of Shas in the second mission of the Masechta, says that the lashon of Hechsher Mavoi doesn't mean Hechsher Mavoi Tainu a Hetel Tato Bekulo. Hechsher Mavoi means it's a Hechsher that you put up in order to allow for the Eruv to be Chal. So again, that doesn't clarify B'mhusa Davar that Korah has any connection per se, but it does clarify that, you know, if I was writing the Mishnah on Korah, I wouldn't need to mention Erev at all. We just said that a Mavoi requires these things. The Ram says we're invoking it. There's a slightly stronger Lashon in the Perashat Mishnayos Aleph Aleph, where the Ram refers to Korah as Erev. He refers to the Tikkun which you put Baruch Havis as Erev. Now, again, that's still not that different than the Gemara itself. The Gemara says Mima Arva. So maybe it's a way of saying that that's Hechsher. So until now, that's the background. I would like to move to some four more guys, just 1 second. The first and most interesting Ramakam on this topic is actually on the first blot in Erevin. If you open up Erevin, that Bezim and Aleph, so the Gemara says one Mechag, which is Mavi, which is only Derabbanon, and Sukkah, which is Doraisa. So Rav Nissim Goin is, in explaining Mavi Derabbanon, Tani Takenta says the following. Beperagois and Pasin, Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Beshah Shetikin Shlomo Erevin V'yadayim, Yatsa Baskov Amr Lo B'ni Im Chacham Libcha. Mavi is Derabbanon, because it's a part of Takana Shlomo Amelach. And then he goes on to clarify. Da, meaning, isn't it wrong to call this a Din Derabbanan if it's from Takana Shlomo Amelach? No, da, ki kol davar sheino kasav ekrai, v'afo pishum in Takanas Nevi'im, Derabbanan miskari, ki mipiya shmur shalan ki bal nuhu, v'erivin Derabbanan l'fish enam k'suvim. So, the way that the Rav Nissim Goin walks into the Masechta in identifying what the Korah comes from, is that the Korah is a chelek from the Takana Shlomo HaMelech. Now, this doesn't clarify the Mechayev, nor does it clarify necessarily what Dinam are Asurim. You could have a Takana Shlomo HaMelech, which looks very much like the way we have in Shulchan Aruch. You have Isurim of Korah, which you have a din to put up a Korah, a din to make an Eruv. Isurim of Korah, and Isurim when you don't put up an Eruv. They could be separable. In terms of the locus, the halachic locus of it, is important that it comes from Takana Shlomo HaMelech, and if we have rayas that they two things interplay, they certainly will fit well within if it was all one Takana. We already mentioned, you know, something of a raya in that direction, although I find it hard to imagine that Rabbeinu Yonasan agrees with this from Nissen Goin, but Lamaise, Rabbeinu Yonasan does invoke Shitufim Mevos and Eruve Chatzeros as the background for where Korah works. It would be possible that such a perspective, someone, you know, that perish in the word Batim Chatzeros in that din would work very well with a approach like Rabbeinu Yonasan Goin. The other Marmakom on this topic and is Rashi in Sukkah Daf Bezom and Aleph. Rashi in Sukkah Daf Bezom and Aleph. Again, it's the same Shaka Vataya, the same question of Sukkah versus Korah, why you say one way, why you say the other way. Rashi says, Mavui Shu Gavoa. Mavui Shu Sasma. I think we do, yes, we do have this on the, we do not have this on the Mayim Makomos. I apologize. Oh, no, no, I do. No, no, this Rashi Yeshivin was Rashi Sukkah. No. Oh, it's not in the Daf Makoros, which I tried to have people have the Makoros in front of me. I apologize. It's over there. But Rashi says Mavui Shu Sasam. Rashi is defining, you know, the Gemara Asakasha from Mishnah and Sukkah, which says that if it schach is more than 20 amos from a missionary, which says a korah has a certain shurim. Rashi defines what a korah is. Mavui Shu Sasam Shalosh Tzadim V'Roshu Patzurch L'Shus Harabim V'Chatzeros Psuchos Lo V'Yotzus V'Volos L'Shus Harabim Harehu Rishus Hayochel L'Vnei Chatzeros V'Asru Chacham L'Hotzim Rishus L'Shus Chaveru B'Lo Eruv. Shachateros kolachas v'shus la'atma v'amavoy v'shus la'kulon v'tzricho bo shitov l'shtatev kolachateros b'pas oleyayin u'laniach ha'shitov b'achs min ha'chateros u'lefish ein lo mechitza revis v'karov hu liyos domi l'shus harabim hitzricho heker b'rosh ha'patuch l'shus harabim o lechi zakov o korah mikoso l'koso v'mgvo ha'korah me'asim amma. You might yashpil. So I think the obvious question arises from Rashi is why, in identifying Korah and the need for Korah, does he need to spend any time at all on Chatzeros to Batman? If it's necessary, then it shouldn't be the prelude; it should be the postscript. Why is this? If you want to know what Korah is, you have to first find out there's Shituf, there's Eruv, there's an Isser, there are Abanim without Shituf and Eruv, and then Lefishe and Lomchit Ruach Ravitz V'Karv Ulios Dom Lushus Rabim V'Chuli. So, I think what comes out from Rashi is that Korah is a Tnai in Shituf and Eruv, at least in the Isser Hotzah from the Batim Chateros to the Mavoi, and from the Mavoi to the Batim Chateros. That may very well be separable from other Isurim, but that Isur are connected. We know from many, many, many Rashis, and the most clear of them is Erev and Daf Yud Beis and Beis, that the only thing that's necessarily included in, it's really a Gemara and Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed, but just to clarify, it's Rashi's approach. When Rashi brings the din of Chatzer Shel Rabim, so he explains that the problem is that you have bias and Chatzer and Mavoi, and he says, but it is Mutter Latalto Bekulo, according to if you have Chisar and Erev, if you have Chisar and Shittov. He says it's a Sugin Shabbos Kuf Lamed, which asks what the din is in a Mavoi, but certainly in a Chatzer, it's so. And he says, the Iker is clearly from bias to Chatzer and Chatzer and Mavoi. So perhaps that's how Rashi understood that in a Kishel Atzmo, Takana Shlomo Melech, Asered Batim to Chaseros, Chaseros to Batim, Mavoi to Chaseros, Chaseros to Mavoi, and that Isser is solved through Erev and Shituf. However, in order to have it, a necessary condition is that there be a Korah. And that necessary condition arises from the fact that beyond the Shituf which has to occur, you have to make sure that the mechitzos make it look on some level like a rishus ayachid. It's interesting to ask, and I don't know whether we can know.
So what you're saying now is neutralizing this opinion. So you're explaining.
I mean,
the prerequisite is that you have to be structurally rishus ayachid-esque in order to have the rest of it work.
I was,
but then it really isn't a din and that. It's just the prerequisite. It's like an extraneous prerequisite.
But meaning, is that maintainable in this Rashi? Meaning, why then would you? I was not aiming to explain that way. Maybe I
thought that's what you said.
No, I'm not. I didn't mean to say it that way. I thought then, why would Rashi invoke it at all here? I don't understand why Rashi invoke Erev at all.
You want to say
no. I was what I was trying to say. I apologize, and I appreciate. I apologize and appreciate. But the idea of Batim Chateros, Chateros to Mavoi, says Rashi, requires two tikkunim. Even that Isser alone, the Isser of Batim to Chateros to Mavoi requires Shituf, and Korah is part of that. And that's the way he presented here. Now, I don't think that's the only thing Korah does in Halacha, and that's what we have Rashi and other Makoros, and that's what Rashi and Afdezim and Aleph tells you Korah also comes to be Matir and Isser Tilto B'Socha Mavoi. That's Rashi at the end of the first Rashi and Erev Afdezim and Aleph. Came into Lavish with Rabbim who, Shori Litel Tule Bey Minatora, Blishom Tikkun. But these are two different Isurim. The Rashi here is describing Tilto Besocha Mavoi. Rashi over here is describing Tilto from the Chatzer to the Mavoi. Tilto from the Chatzer to the Mavoi requires two tikkunim. Tilto in the Mavoi itself requires only one tikkun. But the Korah is an aspect of both. The Korah neutralizes both. And it's even Meduyak and Rashi and Erev and Be'ef Beis that the Korah plays both roles. Because while that's the way he clarifies the need for it, in the first line in Rashi, as in the bolded Rashi, or Rashi says, "Mavoi shenichu shugavah v'chuli." The korah zu lahato latato l'socha ba. Dainu, the korah is also necessary to be matir latato l'socha. The korah plays two roles in two different izurim. The korah is matir latato l'socha as a conjunction with shituf and eruv, as he says in Soka, and it's also necessary to neutralize eser toto. And then we have again. This is inherently important, but also this explains the lashon of tilto on daf yud aleph and beis. Tilto is a separable iser for Rashi, and that's the one which Korah comes directly to relate to, and that's why the Gemara will always identify that iser which is there without a tikkun baruch avis as tilto. But Korah has a role to play avada v'avada in the tikkun of being matter from batim to chateros. What I do think could be asked, and I think it's a matter that I don't know we can be oimed on, is would I have known, did Chazal, similarly to what we were asking about Karmelis though, right? The generalists of Karmelis for the Rambam, we could ask here too, which Isser is ontologically prior. And I think there the answer for Rashi may be murky. I'm not sure we can answer per se. I'm not sure whether I have evidence on that topic, but we could look as a project, Sarachian, to try to figure out which one is ontologically prior in terms of that. And it might be that, one second, it might be that that is, that the Rashi in Sukkah could be interpreted even as far as going one step more than what we've said so far, Dehainu, that until you have a Takana of Shlomo HaMelech, we didn't look at this in Shlomo HaMelech at all. I mean, what's the Tzadash of it between this and Shlomo HaMelech? It's a Mavu which has Gimel Ksalim. With Takana Shlomo HaMelech, that redefines the way we look at it, and Memela, there's an objective need for it, as Rashi identifies here in Erev and Daf Beis and Aleph, even Latato Besocha. And then Rashi would be going in the exact opposite way of the Rambam about Carmelis, but the same kind of principles at hand. If you think Hotzon Achnas is Iker Isser, then you can only identify it as a place where Tilto becomes Aser once you have that framework of Hotzon Achnas. We look at this as being a Makom Mishotov Me'urov with a lot of different Rishuyos being Sholid Alav. Memela should also have an Isser of Tilto Da'ad Amos, and that's where the Korah comes to Mitakin, as Rashi describes over here. And say, no, that as Rashi describes over here.
Of course, you need that because if it wasn't there, it wouldn't work.
Right. But I mean, correct. I mean, you're saying, let's bring Rashi closer to the way I tried to neutralize him, Nissan going. Dainu. Let's have him, Nissan. Meaning,
I'm saying
that. No, that would be, I mean let's, that would be one way of taking it. I think that there's a horror, though, then why would you start, why would you have all this in Sukkah, not in Erevin? I mean, according to the way we're saying it, there are objectively inherently different Isurim which the Korah comes to do, and obviously the better one to discuss is that which the Korah comes to be Matar and Gantin, like the Lashon HaGemara Alpha and Beis. The way that you're presenting it, that they're really separable, so then why is that more in Sukkah? But again, but that's
no,
meaning
that's the whole beginning of Erev, and it's still focusing on, because not focusing yet on the...
Right, but wouldn't it be, so you're saying Rashi, right, so you're saying it would be comfortable for Rashi just to sort of say, wait till we get to the sixth parak. And this point, and, oh really?
Whereas in Sukkah, you're giving the
full. Well, you're giving the whole full picture. Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah, I think I spoke to, you know, this is we're missing Ruberman, and we're preparing for missing even more. Although we're very, it's amazing. But myself, when speaking to Ruberman, that was his suggestion was to go that direction. That in Sukkah you need, he quotes something from Nebenzahl in terms of how to general issue of interpretation. He said in Sukkah you just need this the wide scope. You need to cover all the aspects. And Erevin, it's okay to tell you what you need now. And again, it's Merumas in that first line. It's enough to know that there is an Isser Latato based on the Korah in that first line.
So what you're really saying is that the Korah, just to make it clearer, what role the Korah actually plays in terms of the Erev part? So here, is it because it's Ma'achev that Rishus, which otherwise would be more a Rishus Haradin?
I'm suggesting that's what it would be. That's what it is for Rashi.
So there are two dinim of Korah. One is Korah to differentiate from Rishus HaRabim,
right.
And one is Korah to be ma'achedet more within.
And possibly even with Nafkamina, which Benanah the Jumbo, what I'm hoping to get to again.
Right.
But that's what you need. Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. Yes.
And when you're talking about ma'achedet within, are you taking a stand on whether that's only within the Mavoi? Because I thought I heard you say different things. I'm not sure. Only within the Mavoi, or even vis-a-vis the. Once you have it within the Mavoi,
no, I think Batu
would you also the Batu and the Chatzeis.
Yeah, no, I think that's what you got for Rashi.
I thought you might be able to say that very specifically that the role of the Korah is to show that this is that the Mavoi itself is more Rishus Hayachid esque, let's say, than Rishus Harav esque.
Right.
I don't mean vis a vis the Rishus Harav. That's the other point. And once that's true, so. Then that doesn't necessarily even, that's enough.
Right. I
what I'm saying, and then you don't even need it to be ma'achedet with the, as part of what it.
I think such an idea is possible. I maybe that is a pshat Rashi. I was thinking based on the Nafkamina that it wouldn't be true for Rashi, but I think that approach might be true in what we were talking about before about bias to Mavi for the Rambam.
Right.
I mean, how does that, the question which I skirted just for lack of time, but now that it's come to our end. So Rebbe's suggesting, if I can restate it, and then I think what Rebbe is suggesting is that perhaps the Korah doesn't integrally, inherently relate to to the Isser of being motive from the Chater from the Mavoi, from the Mavoi to the Chater.
Right.
But what it does is that once it distinguishes between the Shetzer Rabbim and there, then we can treat the Mavoi as in the line of Batim Chater's Mavoi as being one unit.
Right.
And then Agav Greira, it creates a possibility for that. Not Agav Greira, meaning it hinges in Mimewa, right. So one place where you would see such a concept is if you believe the Diok and Erev and Aleph Aleph and Kaf Gimel Kaf Vav, that the Rambam tells you that Batim to Mavoi is Aser. It certainly is not Aser La Halacha. It's certainly motive from bias to Mavoi. So how did it go away? Perhaps exactly this way, but with the opposite Kli. Meaning, the Eruv and Shittuv, which you set up in a Mavoi, Memela make us look at this whole unit as one unit. And then Memela, bias to Mavoi is no longer Shtei Rishui Yosei, but rather Rishui Yosei Achas, as the Chater already was. And then that would push us to, that would do, that number one would be the answer for the Rambam. It also would push us to see Shittuf as doing more,
right,
even though halachically requires less, but it's creating more.
The Korah does one step, and
right,
then the Shittuf
right
does the other step.
And I think,
or is it that the Shittuf is preconditioned on the Korah because they're taking that step together?
Okay. Right, that would be, right, exactly. That would be, both of those formulations I think are possible.
It might be enough.
You think
whether it's two stages or not. And,
right, I mean, I guess you could always, right, I think there could be a lot of, there could be nafkaminas of these ideas, I think, in like different ways. Nobody could talk about order. You could talk about, you could talk about naflu and things like that. You could talk about, I don't have the material in front of me to know, but I would think that you could see nafkaminas in those things. I thought another place you could see nafkaminas was, and that was what I was going to with Rashi, is this a karmelus or not, the sof hadavar? Meaning, the way Rashi has it as these two distinct aspects of Korah and Erev, do they complement? Do these two Yitzhakim come together or not? And that's inherently important just in terms of Hagdara, but it's also important for the questions of, is this an Isser Tiltul Daud Amos with Akira and Anacha? And then also with the Nafnis that we spoke about 3 weeks ago, you know, what would be the din of Lamala Mi Esser in a Mavoi? You know, Lamala Mi Esser in a Karmelis is a Makom Pedur. Does Mavoi have that, or is Mavoi an Isser Tiltul and Nisar Otsal Vachnasa, combined it, but not compounded, they don't combine, and they don't create one mikshachas of karmelis, they're really two different things. And that's what I was quoting before from those Rashis in that Tzurgen Kof Lamed, which I'm not omed on fully, but if Rashi does mean a heter batim to mavli, and if Rashi does mean that tiltul da'at amos in the mavli does not require a kirin anacha, then Rashi dafka would work very well not that way, which I think, to some degree, the disparate presentation makes sense. Meaning, to some degree, the fact that Rashi could have these things disparately in different places would make sense if you held it wasn't, they didn't come to create some mikshah achas, which I think in that regard would be very different from Nissan Goyen. Because of Nissan Goyen, I think that's not the case. Meaning, it's a less likely option. Those are all, I think, nafkaminas of these questions, and I apologize that my Hagdaras haven't been knocked out. But now, Hashem, I mean, Bezer Hashem, I think we'll go back to next year.
Bezer
Hashem. This is more lahar. I guess in light of what Rebbe just raised, so maybe if it's okay to I'm going to jump a bit in light of that to two places where I think it comes to a head, and that is a formulation in Tosfos that Rabbi Yaakov spoke about in defining Karmelis and Karmelis Gomor, and a Ritva in Shabbos as well. The question is, you know, when discussing the circuit of Ben Beser and Kuf Yod Zayin, so Tosu say, Eino Dome, Chatzar Sheinu Mereves to Amavah Sheinu Meshutav. Amavah Sheinu Meshutav is a Karmelis. Amavah without a Lechi is a Karmelis. So, the Tosus mean that, and we had in Tosu Rashi, Karmelis Gomor. The question I would ask, and based on what Rebbe was saying, it's, you know, if we go with the gang that we saw at the very beginning with the Rashba, that it's really only Isser Toto, with the Rebbe Yonos, it's really only Isser Toto, and Eruv does create a Isser Batim to Chateros, so is it correct to call it a Karmelis? Is the result of it a Karmelis? Or is it really a separate Isser? Which then Tosus could have said more clearly by saying, we're only matching things in the getter of Eruv, we're not matching things in the getter of Tilto. I don't know, but it's possible that by saying Karmelis, Tosus mean that. I thought that in this context, more directly, you have the Ritva. And the Ritva Shita deserves to be analyzed b'fnei atzmo. I'm not b'fnei atzmo. I'm not sure how much time we have, but to take the Rashban Kuf Lamed Omen Beis, the Gemara opens up Kuf Lamed Beis. Rashi referenced it in Erevin, Daf Yud Aleph Omen Beis, Daf Yud Beis that we read before. The Gemara asks, if I don't have a sheet of an Amavoi, so what's the din? Am I allowed to be Metalto Bekula or not? The Gemara goes on to bring Gerayas. The Ritva defines the question as possible, as follows. Pirish, Kelim Sheshavzu B'socho, Te'ilu Lohotzi Min HaChatzer L'Tzocho, Pshita L'Andasar. It's absolutely impossible to emoti from the Chatzer to the Mavoi. V'chem Yimenu L'Chatzer, from the Mavoi to Chatzer. Until now, he's basically restating Rashi. But then he says, De'kevan Sholon Nishtatfu, because he didn't do shituf, hakora o alechi command the less new dummy. The kora the lechi is like it's not there. Now, alein ulayin, according to the way the Rashba presents it, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it, the kora the lechi had absolutely nothing to do with the heter b'metalto from the bayis to the chater, from the chater to the mavoi. That's a totally distinct issur. There's, what does he mean that without shituf, the lechi and kora command the less new? So you could take one of two different tacks on this. It doesn't have to be connected to the subject at all. It could be that the Ritva just simply disagrees with the Rashba and says that the diuk of Lashon of the Gemara in Tilto is not Meduyuk. Tilto means any of these three karmelos, perhaps in light of the Rambam earlier on Perek Yudalad, and that's the way the Ritva in the Sugya. It became it's Kora alone. Without any Erev, without any Shituf, ask, if you don't have a Korah, you have two Yitzurim. You have an Yitzur from the Chatzar to the Mavoi, and you have an Yitzur from the Mavoi to B'talto B'zolcha Mavoi, even if there wouldn't have been a Takana Shlomo Melech on its own. And that's one possibility. If so, it's certainly very important because he is rereading the Sugya about Toto against Menonos, against the Rashba, against the Shulchan Aruch, and it's very important, it's Kishalatim important. But the other way of taking it is to say not that way. That if we have this background that Korah and Eruv are connected, so then perhaps what he means to say is that the Korah, like Rashi said in Sukkah, not necessarily Rashi would sign off on all the conclusions, but like Rashi said in Sukkah, the Korah is a prerequisite for Eruv, it is a prerequisite for Shittuf. The Korah has two roles. The Korah is Eruv and that Beis in Rashi, to be mapped to Tol Tocho. The Korah is Shabbat, is Sukkah that Beis and Aleph in Rashi, that's to be mapped from the bottom of the Seiros. And but in this way, he's different in that Rashi's presentation is that Korah is a Tnai in Shituf. The way the Ritva cannot be read that way. The Ritva has to be saying that Korah exists before. It may be part of a package of Korah and Shituf, but Korah itself on its own would have become, without a Korah, it would have been Aser, and with the Korah, it's Mutter to do Batim to Mavoi, Mavoi to Batim, and to be Metalto Bekulo. The lack of Shituf upends the Korah. There's a beautiful lashon later on in the Ritva later on to express this. Aval mavoi less be arba mechitzos. The Gemara says mavoi differs from chatzar. Mavoi less be arba mechitzos. Why does it not have arba mechitzos? The Ritva says the following: Shach korah dechashiva mechitzah. Korah is a mechitza. Beruach of this, so it should be fine. Kevin shlon eshtatfu bo lav mechitza. He without a shituf, the korah is not a mechitza. So you see here a third element from the first two things we said before. Before we said Korah relates not just to Tilto B'chatzer, it also relates to Mavoi, it relates to Batim to Mavoi, Mavoi to Batim. We suggested that would more likely be true if you think that it's all part of this Takana that includes Shituf. But here you see something more. How did the Takana of Shituf play itself out? The Shituf is a Tnai in the Mechitza. It's almost like Fakert. We're used to seeing the Shituf as totally separate. It sounds like the way that they shtelled the takana of Shituf and Erev was as a chisar and mechitza. That the extremity of that conclusion need not be reached, but the Lashon could carry, I think, such a conclusion. Given this Ritva here, and again, just a reframework, in the Ritva, it's clear the Korah comes to relate to two Isurim. It would be mistaber to connect that, I think, to the Lashon of Tosfos, that it's that without a Korah, without a Lechi, and they're saying without a Lechi, a Mavoi is a Karmelos. Meaning, that makes a lot of sense, because if it has both the Surya Karmelos, so why shouldn't it be called a Karmelos? And that might explain something else from the perspective of the Ritva. Because the Ritva, Keyadua, is a Lochem against the Rashba, or the Magen, really, on the Ravid. Right? The Rashba has a Kasha and Erev and Daf Tzadi Dalid against the Ravid. I don't understand. According to you, Lechem Kor should never work on a Mavu Shesuach Lashas HaRabim, which doesn't have a skupa, because without an skupa, Mavu is a karmelis, and a Lechem Kor don't work on karmelis. So we saw that that itself is needs to have a major machlokes. Magen Mishnah disagrees in total. But the Ritva has a different Yishuv. The Ritva's Yishuv is Azam. Did I bring the Lashon? Yeah, the Ritva and Erev and Daf Tzadi Dalid says the following. V'yesh Leimer, Dafil Pasuach Lashas HaRabim Nami. Even a pasuk l'shus harabim, which is a karmelis, kevan to the right said, you know, ke karmelis, umen atoira mutol atalto bakulo, umutor hiu im achatzerus, v'abatim, vein yisuru elam edivayim, sulo plug rabbanu v'chshiru b'lachi v'okora. A mavoi, which is open to shus harabim, dino ke karmelis, says he, there's another mavoi, which is not pasuk l'shus harabim, therefore dino is not ke karmelis, where there are certain isurim, there the tikkun is ayde kor v'lechi, memela lo plug, and they applied it to the deraisa. There's the assumption here is first and foremost he mentions both isurim of karmelis when he's trying to speak about how kor and lechi works, which again with in light of Reb and Kuflam makes a lot of sense because the kor does relate to both isurim, but the Rashba could never have such a lashon. More than that, it's clear that the ikur tikkun of lechi and korah was on the mavoi derabanan, meaning the mavoi that's not a makom tor at all, but karmelis. And seemingly, and the chazal applied a low plug to allow lechem kor to work up there. That low plug is a gigantic step if the mavoi, which is a reshus hayachid, only has an iser tiltel without a korah. What's the tzad hashava? An iser tiltel to a karmelis? So again, this is solvable to some degree if you invoke the Rambam in your dal, but more easily solvable, I would think, if you invoke the Ritva himself in Shabbos Kof Lamed. Ritva in Shabbos Kof Lamed seems the Korah does include both Yisurim. So perhaps the Mavoi Derabanan, which is a Rishus HaYachid, had both Yisurim. The Korah comes to solve it. Memela lo plug, it comes to solve even the generalist or karmelist, which applies there. And then we would have what we thought we might have had in the Rambam. We were like, we don't have in the Rambam. That for the Ritva's version of the Ravid, the two mavos are parallel. One is a karmelis on the level of Yisurei karmelis. One is a karmelis ayde takanas mavoi. They both are fixed by lechi and korah. And there's a parallelism between the two. What is a mavoi derabanan, I ask? A karmelis derabanan. And that's the lashon of Taisa Zan Kof Yud Zayin. That would be one approach. Again, these aspects would come together in part because, only because the korah relates to both things, unless you use the Ram Yodal to say that really Tilto is always a stand-in for both. I guess Rebbe said at the beginning of one, so I guess
don't worry about it.
Just keep going. Alright, so the I thank you. I don't think it'll end up being the structure that we have here, let's just take a step back and take the whole structure. So we have a Reb Nissen Gaon that connects Korah to Takanas Shlomo HaMelech. We have Rashi, which has Korah as being a Tznai in the Isser Batim Chatzeros, which derives from Shlomo HaMelech. And we ask the question, which maybe we can't be omit exactly on together, but how the two Yisurim will work together. In the Ritva, we saw that the Korah itself relates to both Yisurim. Now, it could be that that's because both Yisurim are independently true in a Mavoi, but we thought that it would be more amply explained if we said that the Shituf is part of it, particularly because it's clear in the Ritva that the Shituf can affect it in the opposite direction. It makes a lot of sense to think they're part of it. That might be the formulation in Tosfos, that this really a Mavoi Derabanan, it's a karmelis. It becomes a karmelis on a different Isurim, but at the end of the day, it's a karmelis. So I would like to suggest that some parts of this are still relevant in the Rambam, even though we prefaced by developing that Mavoi is really a separate takana, and we saw that it only had an iser toto. I think that there is several ways in which they end up being related. The first we already dealt with, right? The first was that if bias to Mavoi is usher inherently in the Rambam, why does Erev and Shittah fix it? So that's what we discussed, that the Erev and Shittah allow us to view the Mavoi differently with the Batim and Chatzeros. So that alone is a level of connection between the two. But perhaps more trenchantly, you see it in two Rambams. One we already spoke about, Kaf Gimel, Kaf Dalet, and one in Hay, Tesvav. The first Rambam relates to the sugya, the sugya on Daf Kuf Lamed, which is in Shabbos, from which the Ritva arose, and which deals most directly, I think, with this question. The Gemara asks, what's the din in a mavoi which you weren't mishakev in? Are you allowed to move Dalet Amos within it? And it brings Raya's back and forth. The approach that it suggests at the end is that there's a distinction between if the chatzeros were ma'ariv with the batim or not. If the chatzeros were ma'ariv with the batim, says the sugya, what? Then you have a din of... then your lechi or korah is for naught, because you don't have batim chatzeros p'chum zocho. When you have eruv between the bias and the chatzer, so now the chatzeros became batim. Once the chatzeros became batim, so you're missing chatzeros. There should be no takan of lachi and korah. The mavo should be asal atalto bekula. That's the Gemara's suggestion. And the Gemara says, but if you didn't, if the batim and the chatzeros weren't married together, then that wouldn't be the case. So one fascinating lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel when explaining that shachla v'taya, he says as following: if you don't have batim and chatzeros psuchim l'socho, so according to Rav l'tamei, the amar ein mavo nitur belachi v'korah. That much of Rabbeinu Chananel saying here is a quote from the Gemara. That line, for example, was. Rav l'tamei, the amar ein mavo nitur belachi v'korah, ad shiu batim chateres psuchim l'socho, v'hacha, kevan sh'irvu, kilu ein sham chater, v'kulan batim, ninhu, v'afilu nishtatfu, kevan sh'ein sham batim, ein shitov mo'el, b'oso mavo. Lech and Korah don't work, so Shitov doesn't work, so you're no good. The irony in the Rabbeinu Chananel is padding, because the whole question of the sugi is, if you didn't do a Shitov, what's the din of being metato besocho? He can't be saying that it's just like you didn't have Shitov, because then we'd be back at square one. How would you know that? We need to know whether or not without Shitov you're metato bekula. You can't tell me, well, without batim chatzeros, the mavoi becomes as though it's not meshutov. It wasn't meshutov already. That's the whole premise of the sugya. Rather, what does he mean? I think he means, this is derech hatzah, but I think, afilu nishtatfu, he's saying the opposite. He's saying, even if they would have been nishtatef, right? That's what he says, afilu nishtatfu. Kevan shein sham batim, ein sheet of mo'el bo'so mavoi. There's a separate chisaron, says he, and this is very much in line, at least in Lamdas, with that Rashi and Sukkah, that the korah and the lechi won't work. But they won't work without batim chateros. They don't work on the level of as a premise for shitov. And then even if you would have done shitov, it wouldn't have worked. And that chisaron, the chisaron of lechi v'kora, even in a mavoi which is shitov, is deep enough that it's patently clear to the Gemara that should aser tilto. I mean, to speak it out, batim chateros is a tanai in korah. Here you have batim chateros physically, but according to halacha, we're going to look at the chateros and batim as batim alone. You have no lechi and korah. So to you or to I, that alone should aser tilto. Lechi korah goes down, it's also letalto. What more is there to talk about? He says no. He says, afilu nishtatfu, it's ki'ilu lo nishtatfu. Why is that? I think because what Rabbeinu Chananel is coming to say is that, and at this point you can fill in several options, but they all, I think, work in the rubric, that the chisaron korah, when it's a problem of not having batim chatzeros, is a chisaron of the korah which sets up the shitov. And memela, there's no etzer tilto. There's a korah, there's two dinim in korah, or maybe there's only one. You can't prove it in Rabbeinu Chananel, although there will be an indication not, obviously. But in Rabbeinu Chananel, there's at least a din of korah and lechi, which sets up shitov. But that din of lechi and korah, which sets up shitov, is not just, as Rashi said it, in Sukkah Daf Beis, to be matir from the batim to chateros. It's even to be matir l'tato b'kulo. Because the korah, even the korah, which is a part of shitov, is coming to be matter tilto. Meaning shitov itself has two elements. There is re'iyus to shitov when you have a korah and lachi, and there is actual shitov, which is matter of everything. If you're ra'il shitov, so then you can be metalto bekulo. You can't be metatav from the batim to the chatzeres. If you have actual shittuf, then you can do everything. You match it from the batim to the mavoi, and you can metatav bekulo. But the structure is clear. The kora, lack of kora is a tanai in shittuf, that I think comes out clearly, and the iser tiltal in a mavoi which doesn't have a kora is not a separate iser because it doesn't have a kora, but rather an iser that comes in fact that you're not roi l'shittuf. Now, at this point, two different questions.
So is that like the mitzvah's formulation?
I thought distinctly not. I mean, the Ritva and Shabbos is speaking about the Korah as being the Iker, and the Shittuf being that which either passes or makes it better. Here, the Shittuf is Iker.
I mean, because that's what it means, since it can't accomplish the...
It could be a bear's that interpretation as well. I'm not sure. I mean, it could be the words... I thought that the focus was on the Chizar and Shittuf. That is the direct way he says it. And again, whenever you have a Bin Chanan on the Rambam, in a sugya, it sometimes leads one to the other. But in a Chanan, I mean, I think if it would have been someone else writing these words, and it could have borne that interpretation. I understand. I think, again, there's a lot of... But there's two key caveats which have to be said here. Because I'm not coming...